Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna show all of my haters love. This song for you. If you had it like me and I was in your shoes, I'd probably hate on me too. See, when you're getting big cash back, all the haters hate that, cause they hate to see a big example. I wanna show all of my haters love. So I'll wait for you like you're not.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard.
Tonight. That's what everybody's looking for right there. Get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone, son. Isn't that right, Randy Hill? I know you're out there listening now.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's right, brother. On the cover of the Rolling Stones. How's everybody out there doing in Radio Land? Y'all listening to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show tonight, the number one barbecue show in America. If you're paying attention, the Lulu Show has switched to the Sunday night slot on Barbecue Superstars here on Blog Talk Radio. The Chris Chadwick Show will be on Wednesday night. He'll be taking on my slot. I took over his slot to help us out a little bit. Hope this accommodates everybody a little bit. Maybe I'll get some of his listeners. Maybe he'll get some of my listeners. And hopefully y'all enjoy the show. We're a little bit off the wall. We're definitely not categorizing anything. Whatever we want to bring up, we bring up and we talk about it. If you want to bring up something tonight, you just call in 347-202-0263 and we'll talk about it. Randy Hill, how are we doing tonight?
Man, I'm just saying, man, I think Barbecue Jesus is going to preach tonight. We got on the Sunday slot.
You know, right, we're on the Sunday slot.
You know, I know you're normally at church right about now, Cody. You know,
yeah.
Giving your confession. Yeah. You know. Can I get a testimony? Can you testify? Can you testify,
nope,
my friend?
I can testify one thing. When I get off this radio show tonight, I don't have to put any cue on. So, hey, that's a plus right there. Because usually
that
on
is,
Wednesday
man.
Night, I think I get off, go hook up with the smoker, and get everything rolling for tomorrow. But tonight,
so
I don't have
closed?
To do that. So I'm just sipping on a little shine tonight. So we're going to have a good
closed?
Show.
Are you closed on Mondays up there?
Yeah, I don't do anything on Mondays.
Man, I tell you what, I wish I could say the same, my friend. Everybody's sick on Monday.
Everybody's sick on Monday. Randy, the proctologist,
yes.
Doctor.
That's right, man. Yeah, I'm dealing with an asshole.
Always. I know. What was you cooking up a little bit this evening? What was you cooking up over in Hot Springs, Arkansas?
I cooked up a little tri-tip tonight, and I did it like a open-faced roast beef sandwich. I did like a little bread and, you know, toasted it, put some taters, mashed taters down, and put the tri-tip down, and then laid a little bit of gravy on top of it, and then just watered in it. you know, and the rest of it's not, you know, suitable to talk about on Sunday night.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I thought you started, dinner,
I ain't had anything for dinner, actually. I was going to grill up some steaks. I was going to do it old school, you know, get two cylinder blocks and old grate, start your fire and eat them and sear some steaks off in it, but I didn't get around to it. But, you know, old school, you know, you got to go back to the basics every once in a while. Sometimes you just got to get away from the grills or different things. And, you know, I was just going to try to do it the old school way, the way we used to do it, you know, back before we could afford a grill.
Just get a little shine in you, Bubba. That's what you're having for supper.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny tonight. It's funny tonight. My gas grill was out of gas, so I took my pit and I got the little burner on the side, you know, just a propane burner. Took my grill grates out, threw a damn Mojo cube down, and grilled that tri-tip, you know, just to kind of get the sear on the outside of it. And that shit works good.
Let me. I know there's a lot of people out there. How'd you cook that tri-tip? What's the best way to cook that tri-tip? I know there's a lot of people out there wondering.
You know,
about the tri-tip.
You cook it like a. What you got to do, you got to cook it like a steak and slice it thin, sirloin, man. You know,
that's the way we do, and that's what I've heard from a lot of people. You know, cook it like a steak, you know, just sear it up.
No. Are you going to put barbecue sauce on your steak?
No, I don't put barbecue sauce on my steak.
Can I get a testify? Can you testify to that? Because I think you're
right,
man.
I can testify that. I don't put barbecue sauce on a steak because if you cook a steak good enough, you don't need sauce. And if I do
use sauce...
I'm only thing I'm gonna use is A1, so you know, or some Heinz 57 sauce.
Oh,
but
I got a good steak mop I make, Bubba. I give you a little bit of you gotta put a little Worcestershire in it, you gotta put a little bit of Dale's in it, you gotta put a little A1. And you gotta put a little A1 in it, and then a little balsamic vinegar in it. You know, and then you put butter in there, you melt butter in there. And then there's a couple other things I can tell you about, but I'd have to kill you, you know, more or less. And then you can mop it with that.
A lot of people don't use that balsamic vinegar. I like the balsamic vinegar. Now, if you're just using it plain straight up, it really don't work that well. But if you mix it with a few other stuff, I really like the balsamic vinegar.
Well, it gives it a little tang. We all like a little tang, you know, on our thing.
Have you tried the A1 marinade? They got like A1 has a marinade you can buy at the store these days. Have you tried that? They actually have a seasoning too.
You know, I haven't tried it yet, but I'll give it a whirl. I mean, everything, you know, stuff like that that's commercially available is available because it's probably pretty damn good, or they wouldn't sit it out there. You know, that's like we all diss Cattleman's barbecue sauce. What's the most popular sold barbecue sauce in America? Cattleman's.
Yeah, I like me some Cattleman's. Hey, I've used it. I'll tell you a nice one they got where you can only get down in Florida. It's a mustard-based sauce. And
I don't know, man.
It's called Gold. It's like in a Gold program or something like that, but it's a really good sauce, really, really good sauce. They got one bottle of it, and
I wouldn't pour that Cattleman's on my ball sack, but that's just between me and you.
I like Bullseye products, you know. I know a lot of people is going, what the hell is he talking about? But, you know, Bullseye was something that I remember when I was young, you know, when they was cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, they'd have that Bullseye.
You even need too many McRibs, man.
Yeah, I'm not much on the McRib. I don't care for that crap. What gold sauce? It's made by Cattleman, son.
Yeah,
we don't have any gold sauce.
Everybody's always shigging off of me, man. We need to be shigging off of you, Cody.
I don't know about
what
that. Let me see if I can find a Cattleman's mustard sauce.
Supposedly,
go ahead.
Supposedly that's the number one commercial selling barbecue sauce out there, you know, and maybe Arby sauce. I don't know.
Arby sauce. Yeah, it's called Cattleman's Master Reserve. It's a Carolina Tangy Gold Barbecue Sauce. I'm going to put that up. You can buy it at Amazon, it looks like. So I'm going to throw that link up on the chat room for all you guys out there looking tonight. It is a really good sauce. I'm not much on the mustard, but when I tried that sauce, I was like, man, that's some good stuff.
I'm going to make a prediction tonight. I'm going to make a prediction that I never get sponsored by Cattleman Sauce ever.
Yeah. I see that.
I'll be banned for craft foods and everything else, man.
Mojo Bricks 1, Cattleman 0.
Oh, I see. So, man, who all you got on the show tonight, Cody? What are we looking forward to tonight?
We're going to have Pinky's Barbecue on, and I'm supposed to have Scully's Barbecue, but I haven't gotten in touch with him here lately, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's got some things going on. Maybe he'll join us a little bit later. We'll just have to find out. But if any of the guests on the chat room or anybody out there listening tonight, if you want to call in, be a part of the show, all you got to do is call 347-202-0263, ask any questions, whatever you want to talk about. It don't matter. If Andy Allen's online, I don't know where he's at tonight. I haven't seen him. He might be busy. He might be at the church.
Yeah, you know, Andy goes to church every Sunday night. He's pretty religious.
Is that because his wife makes him?
Yeah, no, man. we'll talk some other time after we have a few libations by the campfire.
Yeah, buddy.
Talk about Jesus and other whatnot. But, hey, tell me a little bit about Pinkies, man. Tell me a little bit about Pinkies. How did you find out about them?
Well, I found out about Pinkies. I was actually watching some Pitmaster videos, and I come across Pinkies Barbecue. I was actually friends with him on Facebook. But I got to watch his video. You know, he just seemed like he's quite a character. You know, he's got Harleys. He's got this big, long goatee. He wears a top hat. You know, I just really want to – I figured he was a good character to bring on the show. I think he'll do some good for all the listeners out there tonight. And we're going to bring him on just a little bit later and see what he's got to bring to the table. So y'all might as well get ready for a party.
Why don't you post up a little link to him on the chat room so everybody can start cyber-stalking him right now.
Yeah, cyber-stalking. Let me pull him up here. I won't give out his real name unless he wants to give it away when he comes on, but we'll go through there. But, you know, this is our first night on the Sunday night slot tonight. We're pretty calm right now. We usually wait until about the 8 o'clock hour, and we kind of get a little rowdy. But
we got to wait till the children's are in bed.
That's right. Usually the children's go to bed, and 8 o'clock hour usually gets pretty rowdy around here. So hopefully we'll have some big entertainment for y'all later tonight.
So, Cody, Daniel, while we're waiting to pull this up here, tell me a little bit about this Memphis and May thing you got going on.
Memphis and May thing.
You going
to
Memphis
really
and May?
I don't really have anything.
You're going to Memphis and May?
Yeah, I plan on going down there and cooking with I ain't going to say his name.
I'm
just messing with him. Hank Vaden. But, you know, I'm going to try to cook with him a couple times this year down there in Mississippi.
That's going to be an interesting collaborative effort because he's also invited us to cook, you know. So we're just eye candy, man. I got my cotton patch Speedo already picked out.
Cotton patch Speedo, son.
You got to put the cotton patch in the right spot.
I can only imagine. It's kind of like that St. Patrick's Day parade you're going to be going to here pretty soon.
Oh, hell yeah. If anybody ever comes to Hot Springs, we have a group called the International Order of Irish Elvi Hot Springs Chapter. And we march every year in the St. Patrick's Day. And what we do is dress up like Elvis, and we throw out ding-dongs and Twinkies and other kind of crap out in the crowd. And the parade's every bit of, 200 feet, and then you're done. But it's a lot of fun. So if you ever get a chance to head to Hot Springs during St. Patrick's Day, come on down. It's going to be on a Sunday this year. Yeah, I might have to broadcast live during your show.
That sounds great right there. I might have to do it live on location with Randy Hill, shaking with Randy.
Yeah, this year we're having Bo Derek.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
You don't know who Bo Derek is?
No.
Holy
heard of him.
Crap. Man, I got tube socks over than you. You don't know
never
who
heard
Bo Derek
him.
Is?
Nope.
You never saw the movie Ten?
Ten? Like Ren 10-10?
No, like Ten. Like the number Ten. Like she's a Ten.
No,
oh,
I
man,
never
I can't.
That.
Did you ever see Northern Exposure?
What is it? Modern Exposure?
Northern Exposure. Her boyfriend's on Northern Exposure. He's going to be down there too, but I can't believe you never heard of Bo Derek.
I'm not for sure. What else did he play on?
Sweet Jesus, man. It's a she.
It's a she?
I mean, that's a,
so,
hell,
yeah, much I know.
Hell, it used to give me a boner just thinking about it. Damn, son.
That's why I was being
saying.
Just because you're in the bedroom watching her on your downtime don't mean I know who she is.
Man, you're killing me here, Cody. You're killing me, boo. You're killing me. I wonder, anybody in the chat room, man, can I get an amen if you know who Bo Derek is?
Bo Derek.
Oh, man.
We'll see if anybody knows who she is.
Yeah, I'm sure she has a lot of relevance to the barbecue, but sweet Jesus, man, come on.
So what's going to be your first contest here coming out of the Hot Springs Barbecue Festivus contest y'all had just a couple of weeks ago? Where are y'all headed to next?
We're headed to Bossier City next. We had the organizers up with us during our contest. Really, really great guys. And a really cool venue down there, too. They're going to have cabins. It's on like a marina on the lake down there. And they got RV spots. It's like Smoking on the Red or something like that. And it's going to be really cool. And then after that, we're heading to Tupelo, Mississippi, so I kick Hank Baden's ass.
All right, I know Choking in the Smoke's going to be down there. I know Chris Chadwick's team, Hall County Cooker's going to be down there. I know there's going to be several others. There's going to be a ton of people headed down to Tupelo this year. But I got something else going on.
There's going to be a virtual shit pot of teams down there, if I can say it on the radio on a Sunday night. And there are going to be some really good teams down there, too, you know. I think Malcolm Reed, I can't remember who went last year, but a really good
Malcolm
team
Reed
went last
year. Malcolm Reed won it last year. Yeah, he took Grand Cayman down there last year.
You know, I got a funny story about Malcolm, man. I met him one time. We were cooking with Diva on a show that she's filming that's going to come out this spring. And, you know, Dave cooked right next to him, a great guy. And so I go up with my buddy Rob Marion, and we're up in at the Jack. And there's this guy dressed up like, you know, Jack Daniels, you know, I know who that son of a bitch is, but I can't figure it out. And it was him. I didn't figure that out until I got home. I feel kind of bad about that, man.
Yeah, I had that picture up on Facebook.
Yeah, I can't try to figure out who is. I know that guy, man. Who is that guy? You know, but anyway, I think he did pretty good at the Jack, too.
Yeah, I don't know if he placed in the top 10 or anything. I think he placed in one category. I'm not for sure.
Yeah,
I know
he
did well in Sauce, I think. But, yeah, you know, it was a fun experience down there to Jack. So.
Well, the other contest we kind of got lined up. I'm trying to get down into Hammond to cook, if I can get into that one. And if we don't get into that one, we'll cook IBCA over there just outside of Texarkana in Texas. I'm really looking forward to cooking with some IBCA buds down in Texas this year, if I can make it down to where Ernest Cervantes and all Mis Amigos to stop in. Are located. I'm a good friend.
Ernest
Fontes, so.
Robert Pitmaster-Segura, Gabe, all them boys
down
there. Yeah, I really like
to say right now. They're saying que borracho tenido puta está ahí. You didn't know that meant, did you?
I don't have no idea what that meant.
That's all right, man.
I don't speak Spanglish. I barely speak English, much less Spanish. I know what C is and, you know, crap like that. I can count to maybe 10. I barely count to 10 in English.
Well, tell me, man. So we got the Pinkies guys coming on here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to bring the Pinky guys on here in a minute. Pinky's Barbecue. So if you're listening to that, send out. We're going to be bringing on Pinky's Barbecue. Let's see what's going on in the chat room here. They're not too lively tonight. Let's get them lively. Y'all better get crazy out there tonight.
Hey, it's Sunday night, man. Sunday night.
That's right. New week, new grilling week. Y'all better be excited.
So I'm listening here, Cody, man. When are you going to cook at the comp, bub?
I don't know yet, brother. I don't know yet. I'm kind of tied down at the moment. I can't really do anything because I got some catering jobs and I got some other things that's going on, and I can't really make any reservations on where I'm going to be at right now. But I promise I'll be at one big one anyway.
But see, that's the difference between what you do and I do, you know. It's kind of interesting because if I cook barbecue all the time, I don't think I'd want to enter a damn contest, you know.
Yeah, you know, I like the contest. I like meeting everybody and talking to everybody and socializing and have a great time. But, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen this year. You know, I know we'll at least do one contest. But I don't know, you know, if we'll make it to any other contest where everybody else is competing at. So, you know, we'll just have to see what happens and see if we can make it in the competition circuit this year. But, you know, we might make one or two. I know I plan on going to Kennett if that happens, but, you know.
Oh, I'm going to come to Kennett and kick your ass, Cody.
You come to Kennett, brother. We'll share a beer or something. I don't know.
I cooked there the last 2 years. That's a good comp.
I really like the Kennett contest. If anybody's out there listening to that and you live within 100 miles of Kennett, Missouri, I recommend that contest to you. It's usually 40 to 50 teams, and it's KCBS sanctioned. It's always a good time. Tim Seals said shine in Kennett. And then, you know, we can just have a great time down there, meet up. You know, it's a great time. They usually have the fair down there, all kinds of stuff going on. You can get you a corn dog. I ate like 4 corn dogs last time I was down there, but, you know.
Okay, attendance is a good cop. The other things we're looking at doing, you know, I got a qualifier this year, so I get to cook up at the Roll for the first time ever, so I'm a Roll virgin. They'd come out right. But anyway, I'll be cooking with the Roll, and I got me a little draw on the Jack, so we'll see how that goes. But Andy and I, too, we took it to Chicago last year in that Windy City Rib Classic, and so we got to go back up there and defend our title, and apparently they're going to do that more of a KCBS format this year. You know, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I would like to cook up with Rob somewhere, man. I think what we're going to try to do, you know, we're going to hook up with Rob at the Variety Clubs in the comp over there in Memphis about late June, July, somewhere in there. Or maybe it's late April, May or something like that. But that's always a fun comp to do.
Now, didn't Rob do some Wounded Warrior stuff last year?
Oh, Rob always does some Wounded Warrior stuff. And he did one of the comps that was really cool where – pretty much everybody took the comp, all the things that they won, all their money, they donated to the Wounded Warriors organization, which is a really, really cool organization. And we had him on the show, about 2 months ago, and he was talking about his tit, and he had his tit redone by a vet, and he totally redid it with all this really neat stuff on it. And, you know, Rob's just a good guy. You know, I don't care what you say about it, Cody, he's a good guy.
Yeah, and the story he told, it definitely bring a tear to you in the pit. His smoker that he cooks on, you can't explain it with words, and pictures do not do it justice. I got to see it firsthand down there at the Jack, and it's kind of like a memorial. You know, you walk up to it, and it's just like peace and quiet, and it just kind of humbles you, and it's just, you know, it just overtakes you. Even though everything is going on, you know, it just kind of overtakes you. I know it just kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I was standing in awe.
I don't know how the guy cooks. You know, because one of the things, you know, we all, when we cook at comps, you know, like when it's down here, and I don't want to sound like it did, but when I did a comp down here, you know, I did decent, but it looked like it was rigged if I'd have won my comp. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like visiting with everybody and doing that kind of stuff. Well, Rod, when he has his pit out there, he's got every vet that's ever, you know, been involved in combat telling stories that are just gut-wrenching. I mean, just gut-wrenching, you know, and they live in a world we don't live in, you know. And I don't know how in the hell he can do that and cook. I mean, it's just beyond anything I've ever seen, you know. It's pretty powerful. That's why, you know, I'm just going to leave my little crunk man on front and have libations.
Have libations. Well, Pinky's Barbecue, I know he done something with Wounded Warriors. I know he's going to come on and tell us about that. Why don't we go ahead and bring on Pinky's Barbecue and see what he's got to do tonight and see what we can get out of him, see if we can ruffle some feathers, make something happen. Get y'all a little lively in the chat room because y'all hanging down tonight. Y'all usually a little lively, and we are too. So let's see what happens, see what we can make do.
Hey,
how we doing tonight, Pinkies?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm going to ask you how to pronounce your first name. I know what it is, but I don't know if I can pronounce it right.
It's Dwayne.
Okay, it is Dwayne. That's what I...
Yeah. Where the hell
are you from, Cody?
Is it like Dwayne or Dwayne or Dwan?
It's like Dwan. It's like Dwan. D-U-A-N-E. Yeah, I was going to pronounce it Dewan, so, you know, that's why I wanted to make sure it was Dwayne first. I thought it was Dwayne, but, you know, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, you got no Dwayne up there in Missouri.
Yeah, Dwayne. I'm thinking Dwayne. I'm country, you know. I come, you know, D-A-W-Y-N-E, Dwayne. Dwayne, you know, Dwayne down there, he got some of that moonshine. You good down there for $5, you know, you just go on down there and get you some. You know,
on behalf of the co-host tonight, Dwayne, I'd like to welcome you to the show and apologize for Cody. Anything he says, please do not hold against us. Do not sue us or take us to court. Welcome, Dwayne. Glad to have you, Bubba.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Mitch.
So tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, we've been competing for probably going on 3 years now. Been barbecuing pretty much all my life, but run across a good deal on a competition barbecue grill probably 3 years ago and bought it and did a local contest, kind of got it in the blood.
Oh, that's the worst thing you do is you win at a local contest, then you're stuck.
Yeah, and just
then you're hooked.
Kept on coming back, and I said, met a lot of great people doing this, and continue to meet great people, and as long as we're enjoying what we're doing, we're gonna keep on doing it.
So what type of comps do y'all guys like to cook? Are y'all cooking like a particular like KCBS, IBCA, whatever, you know?
Yeah, we've done all KCBS. We do the National Barbecue Derby that they have here in a little town called Derby, just south of Wichita. We've done that 2 years in a row, and that's a lot of fun. A little different format.
You know, my pit, Juanita, is from Wichita. They got me a yoder.
Yep.
From the guys outside of Hutchinson. Yeah,
yep.
really good guys, man. They hooked me up really good. You know, and those Kansas guys can cook.
Yeah, that's what we're cooking on now is a yoder. I had an offset stick burner and got to looking at the yoder pellet grills because, you know, I was seeing all these guys wake up bright and early in the morning and full of energy when I've been up all night feeding sticks to my pit and dragging tail. And, you know, there's got to be – these guys are doing something right. So,
yeah, buddy, he's admiring in the neck of the woods now. He's talking about some pellet smokers. Randy's trying to get a stripper pole on that yoder he's got.
I got everything
buddy
on my yoder, man. Yeah,
he's talking pellet smoke now.
Well, I thought about getting one of those pellet smokers. You know, Yoder makes a really good pellet smoker, and they've kind of taken off in the last, year or two? And they're doing
really
wonderful. Yeah,
the 40s are really getting big, and I went with the 1320, which this is the first – mine's actually the first production model of this. Andy Grohlman had been doing a lot of the R&D on it with Smoke on Wheels out of Kansas City. And,
is that the one that is almost looks like an offset stick burner so big on wheels?
Yeah, it's actually the Kingman that's kind of cut down a little bit, and like I said, they made it a pellet smoker.
So are you going to switch to that this year?
What's that?
Are you switching that this year? Are you going to do just pellets, or are you going to do a little bit of both?
No, I'm going to do all pellets.
Before you say anything, Dwayne, this is the Shiggin' with Randy segment where I steal all your shit. So, so feel free to say, you know, shut up, but I ain't going to tell you nothing. But to that said, are you going to cook with your offset stick burner? Are you going to cook with the pellet smoker? Or are you going to do a little bit of both?
No, I'm going to cook with just the pellet smoker this year. I sold my stick burner, so.
See, that's a smart man right there.
Do or die.
Smart man.
So
he's on the road to technology.
I hear you. But how much have you cooked with it so far?
You know, I've cooked quite a bit with it. I haven't done any competitions with it, so I'm looking forward to doing that. I've got it sitting up on my back porch, and we cook about every weekend. Done a lot of catering events for through Thanksgiving and Christmas with it.
Let me ask one question real quick. What have you noticed between the pellet smoker, using the pellet smoker and using your offset smoker, what have you noticed difference between the two cookers? Because everybody's always out there, it's all charcoal, it's all pellet. So everybody wants to know what's the difference. And, you know, I can't never explain it. I'm partial to pellet smoke, so, you know.
I think the pellet just has been a lot more consistent. The wood burner, my smoke would sometimes be overpowering, sometimes be just right, sometimes, just regulating the heat on that compared to the pellet one. It just seems a lot easier and a lot more consistent.
You know, that's what I see too, and that's why I like the pellet smoker, because it gives you a consistent taste every time, and it gives you right amount of wood. Everybody goes, well, you don't get enough smoke with it. I find that it's just a perfectly matched smoke for the pellet smoker. It gives you just that right taste to where it complements the food. You can taste the meat. You can taste the seasoning. You can taste the sauce. You can taste everything. And, you know, sometimes with the wood smokers, you kind of get over-smoked. And I know there's a lot of people out there bashing me right now. That's fine. Randy's probably one of them right now. But learn how to use a stick burner. But anyway, you know.
You just said something about the right amount of wood, Cody. Do you care to expound?
Kind of expand on that? Yeah, I can.
I throw shit in a hopper,
and it's always automatic no matter what. You know, you don't have to worry about the quality. You know, and that's like we was talking about the other night with Fruit of Woods. You know, there is different quality wood out there that makes a big difference. You know, and a lot of people don't understand that. They go cut down trees, or they go get this, or go get that. And, you know, from Fruit of Wood, you get that high-quality product that has that sap already in it, to where you get that good taste. And, you know, with pellets, you know, I know it's the same grade every time, and I know the product I cook, it turns out the same way every time, no matter what. And that's what I like about it. And plus, I don't want to chop down a bunch of trees. There you go. Tree huggers, get Randy Hill at barbecueboner.com. You can check him out at barbecueboner.com. All you people want to find.
I got something you can hug right now, Cody. But what kind of pellets are you using, Dwayne?
I use here in Kansas we call them pecan pellets, but you know I know a lot of you guys call them pecan, but
they're pecan. You're right.
Yeah, pecan, and then I use some hickory.
Hickory. But, and
now, what brand do you use?
It's, I knew you was going to ask that. The Smoker's Delight or Barbecue Delight is what I use.
Oh, Candy. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, Candy. She's got a good product. She really does.
From Pine Bluff, Arkansas, my friend.
Yeah, she'll kick your ass, too, if you don't pay attention. She's just a woman.
She's a real consistent pellet.
She can cook.
And she is a real consistent pellet. You hit upon a good point there, Dwayne. I think, you know, she's worked with a lot of different things. In fact, I got some oak wine barrel pellets that she gave me that I throw in every now and then. They're really good because I love it.
Hold on, man. It's Shig and Cody time. You're using pellets, Randy?
I use pellets on my charcoal. I got a Primo grill, so I throw it in my Primo. The only thing that kept me from buying a pellet smoker this year was something called money.
They're expensive. They really are. They are expensive.
Yeah,
I like to have about four Yoders. You know, we got four Traeger 125s, but, you know, I like to have about four Yoders. And so if you're a Yoder sponsor out there listening to that, I like to have one.
I did a lot of research, looking when I was going to the pellets, and, you know, the Yoder just seemed like one of the better builds and, you know, was going to last a lot longer. That's
exactly right there. You know, when Traeger first come out, they had the heavy-duty, nice metal cookers, and that's what we have. And, you know, ever since they swapped over, they're building everything in China now. If you got a USA grill, it was built very well. If you got a China grill, you know, they're cheap.
Hey, Cody,
and
Cody, let me let you in a little secret, man. Those Yoder guys up there, what they do is they do drilling equipment. And, you know, they do the smokers because they love them. You know, that's kind of not their, you know, they got into smokers because they really love smokers. And if you ever look at the welds, like on Juanita, I mean, those suckers are bad. They're bad to bone. It's precision done, you know.
You call
any time up there, and they'll take care of anything you need. And I'm not trying to – they've never given me money or any kind of stuff to promote them. It's just they've always just taken really good care of me, and so I feel like I need to give them their props.
Yeah.
You know what
I
like about Yoder?
They
computer test those. They computer test the Yoders to see if they're doing what they need to do. And I really liked it. So, you know, it takes pride in the product. You know, it's a very high-quality product, well-made. You know, right next to the Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie is probably the next pellet smoker I could recommend. It's Fast Eddie or Yoder. I do not recommend the new Traegers. The new Traegers, I do not like those. But, you know, the new Yoders and the Fast Eddies are really top grade. So.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the testing they've done. That was when I ordered this, you know, as like I said, it was the very first production model of this, and I was really getting impatient after waiting several months, and they, you know, sent me pictures, said it's done. We got through the testing part, and that's going to take a couple weeks. Well, at the time, I couldn't understand it, but I'm glad they went through that, all that extra steps.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that we have you on the show tonight because, you know, I mean, you're the first guy to take it out of that. You know, Katie Weaver has a she's got the only Jambo out there that's a pellet Jambo, and she's got, you know, she's got the auger and all that kind of stuff. And I thought about trying to just take my offset stick burner and turn it into that, but I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't be calling anything out or whatever, that the criticism that you're going to hear off of a pellet smoker is you got to do some tricks to them to force the smoke flavor into the meat. Is
that's
that
exactly
true
right.
in your opinion?
That's very true.
Yeah. No, I'm asking Dwayne. I wonder what Dwayne thinks about that. What do you think, Dwayne?
You know, if I'm wanting a little more smoke, I've got, you know, the amazing smoker tubes, and I just, you know, put some of that in there with some pellets, and that, you know, that seems to help give it a little boost that it needs.
Well, you know, Butcher's Barbecue talk about this and things on using pellet smokers too. He said what you do is you got to trick them. You got to try to weigh down and, like, make them feel like they're about to die, and then they'll kick out all that smoke in order to get enough smoke on your meat. But I'm just kind of, like I say, I agree with you. I think that they're a very consistent product, but I just, you know, I'm kind of old school. I got to be honest with you. I love off the stick burners, and maybe I'm just being too stubborn. But, you know, it just seems to me that the criticism I've heard is you just can't get the smoky flavor into the meat that you do with the other tips. But it's a trade-off for consistency. You know, you turn that sucker in, and you're done. You know, you plug it in, you're done. If you're doing a catering gig, I can see why you'd love them. I can see why you'd love them in comp, too. I was willing to get one just to use for, like, a backyard smoker, man. You know, do you think what I'm saying is accurate?
You flip it on, you put your meat on there, and if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, then you can go to bed for however many hours and not have to worry about it.
Hey, Dwayne, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I always get to ask this question, and let me ask you this question, because I know there's a lot of people out there listening to that. Do you feel like it's cheating? Because people always tell me it's cheating because I'm not a real pit master.
Do you feel dirty afterwards? Do you feel like you have to take a shower?
Do you feel like you're doing something wrong?
I haven't competed on it yet, but, you know, I know exactly what you mean because I was diehard stick burner, and I would give them guys shit, you know, and I used to always go to a contest and tell them, you know, hey, I think, you know, they ought to have two different categories. But, you know, like I said, I'm getting too old to stay up all night and babysit a wood pit.
That's awesome.
And keep it going.
I tell you what I've done with mine, you know, and I've done, you know, and I guess I'm like a lot of guys. I've gone back and forth. I did the high and hot. I did the low and slow. I did the mean and in between, and that's where I am right now. Is the mean and in between.
Let's shake Randy real quick. What's the mean and in between, Randy?
You're going to have to talk nasty to me before you shake me there, Cody.
I will talk nasty.
No, man, what the mean and in between, you know, you got the 2 1/4 and some that you put on 3 3 1/4, 350, and I've just kind of split the difference, you know, do about 250, 275, and now I got this insulated box on the 180, you know, I can get up about 3, throw my meat on, and go back to sleep about 3 hours, you know, and I put on about 3. I ain't like,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been cooking a little hotter myself. You know, we started out, we was cooking around 200, you know, 210, low and slow, slow and slow, low and slow. But, you know, I kind of like it right around the 260 mark, 245, 255, somewhere around that mark. I like cooking everything around that marker right there. So that's my shig of the night right now. If you're cooking, turn it up just a bit. It really does make a heck of a difference. It really brings a few.
But I'll tell you what, the one thing about when you're doing high and hot, though, it's less forgiving. You know, that margin of error is not, you know, unless you just really are dialed into that stuff, that margin of error is gone. You know, the difference between being burnt and cooked can be like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's why,
if you're going
that's why I like the medium slot like you're talking about right now, because, you know, if you get up there way high, then, you know, you're right there. If you screw it up, you're screwed up. And, you know, I know Meyer Mason, he cooks somewhere around 600 degrees, so that goes to tell you, hey, you can do whatever you want to do, but, you know, and you can win. You can win at 600 degrees, but, you know, I want to be able to control it just a little bit.
Well, you know, Phil's talking about his stick burner. He gets 7 hours of sleep, but he's got that damn thing on a rotisserie. You know, the next thing I'm going to buy is a damn sous vide machine. You know what that is?
No, I don't know what it is. I got Brian Gilmore on here. He said the only problem with pellet and deep smoke is not to go above 250, which is where stick burners can go higher and still get more smoke. Which I understand that, because if you got stick burners burning at 300 degrees, that dude's gonna roll some smoke. But, you know, a pellet smoker, it's not gonna roll as much smoke at the higher temperatures. But if you got what I got, then it will, because I have modified it to make it for what I want. And, you know, and that's the average person who can't do that. But if you know what you're doing, you can get what you want. And that's why I like it around about 250, 260 temp, because they made several different models that have different burners on them. And if you know your grill, then you can actually adjust that and make a big difference in what you're doing.
Well, you know, the thing I like about my pit, and I'm sure, you know, Dwayne can tell you this too, you know, you got your hot spots, your cold spots, you know where you can move stuff in. If you get in the weeds, you can move it here. I always think I'm never going to get my damn chicken done. You know, I swear I'm down. You know, our beer, I think every cook's beer is turning in raw chicken to a judge and giving, you know, the Mongolian shits. You
know? Why is that? Why is it always fucking chicken for some reason? I don't understand the chicken thing. I just do not understand.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that'll get somebody sick. I mean, you know, you can cook a rare steak. You damn near slice the brisket raw and you ain't going to get sick, you know, to some degree. But that chicken, if you're not real careful with it, you know, got a lot of E. coli in that. The salmonella.
Yeah, but I'm talking about while you're cooking it. It's like you're never going to get it done for some reason. I don't know what it is about
it. It is weird. That, you know, it tightens up quick, but, you know, it's like kind of like everybody knows about it. You know, and Dwayne, you need to test this to some degree. You know, when meat starts to give up the ghost. If you ever notice your meat, it'll hold, and then it starts to give up the ghost. And I've noticed from cooking some Wagyu in the past, that little margin of error with Wagyu is very thin. Yeah, that Wagyu.
Very, very thin.
When you get towards, the, you know, if you're trying to cook like 200 or whatever you want to cook internally, you know, that Wagyu, you better be checking, you better temp probe that stuff every 5 or 10 minutes. And I don't even use a damn implanted thermometer anymore. I just fucking, pardon me. That was a French for sure. Foucault. Parlez Foucault. My Spanish, you know. I can discuss in Spanish. I'm better at that. But, you know, I love taking my little, you know, your thermopins, and I trust that thing a lot better than I do a damn internal meat probe, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Rectal thermometer.
Yeah, I bet them things bite me too many times. You know, you reading one thing and then you go out and test it with the thermopin and it's 50 degrees different.
I'll bite you on the ass.
Well, Dwayne, do you do anything different than a lot of people don't see? You know, do you cook any category different than a lot of people do, or do you kind of just stay in the same routine?
No, I've tried several different ways, I guess, and that was probably one of my biggest problems over the last couple of years is just, you know, every time I go to a contest, I'd be trying something new. And,
yeah, I've been in that. I've been in that scenario.
I finally trying to, you know, this in the last year and this year, try to get a little bit of discipline and try and stick to, you know, the same rubs, the same sauce, you know, and just try and, you know, tweak it a little bit rather than just doing the shotgun effect. That's been probably my biggest downfall over the years.
I think that's everybody's downfall, you know, because the flavor profile aspect of cooking is the hardest aspect to figure out, you know, and it tends to evolve a little bit. You know, I can control time, temperature, all that kind of good stuff, but, man, I can't figure out what these judges want in their mouth.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of things. You know, that's even with us. Every time I go to a contest, I'm going to try something new no matter what. I don't know what that is. It's just a stupid scenario. You just want to try this. You think it's going to work. You think it's going to win. And I'm like,
So you're going to pour parquet on your nipples or something, Cody? That'd be something new.
Yeah, I don't use parquet. You know, I'm against the butter. Public announcement here: I'm against the butter and honey. If you didn't know it, I hate the bottle. I hate the butter, and I hate the honey. If you got those two, I don't like them because I just feel like that's what everybody's doing. I do not care for the butter or the honey because it's just something that everybody does. I can turn out a great product with it too, but I think it takes, you know, a true pitmaster person to be able to make something without using those products, you know. That's just my opinion. How do you feel about it, Dwayne? What do you think? Do you use the butter and honey?
You know, I'll use the butter and honey on my ribs.
I do too, because, you know, Cody's a retard.
You know, mainly just, you know, the butter, you just kind of keep some moisture in there for the good steam when you wrap it. But, you know.
Blake Moody said if you keep dropping the headphone, man, he's out of here.
I know, man. I'm sorry. It's Phuket. I was talking about Phuket, the place in China, or I'm sorry, Vietnam. If you don't like it, Phuket.
Phuket, yeah.
The place in Taiwan. I'm digging that hole all the way down, man. I'm just about to bury my head up in the duck butter, according to Tex.
Yeah, duck butter, son. Duck butter. I'm going to dip me in a little bit more in the shine here, and let me get a little bit more.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I cook with Andy Allen, and, we're, you know, it's really interesting because we have totally different styles to some degree. I have an offset stick burner, and he has a backwoods. And on his ribs, you know, he doesn't use no foil, man. He cooks it straight up, no butter, no honey, none of that kind of stuff. He cooks it straight
That's
up.
That's right.
He kicks a lot of
ass.
You know why?
He's a true pit master, son. He's a true pit master. He learned from
his
wife. I know he's out there listening to that.
You know, I foil it. I'll be honest with you. I foil it. I put butter and honey and rum. And it's not even butter, man. It's that freaking soybean. I almost said it again. Freaking soybean oil that you lay down there. And, you know, and I've been experimenting with a little bit of that Texas rib candy. I'm going to tell you, that's some good stuff.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you? You know, how did Texas rib candy work out for you?
Oh, I like it a lot. I mean, you know, when we did our con down here, the best thing I did was my ribs, and I used a little bit of that on my ribs. And I've seen some of the guys like the apple cinnamon, but I really like is peach. Man, I think that peach is good. Good, good, good. And don't y'all be saying nothing. Whatever you do, do not go out and buy any of that Texas bird bath and use it on your ribs. How's that?
I got Brian Gilmore on the chat room. He says, no butter. Keep hearing turbinado sugar is coming on strong instead of honey or brown sugar. Anyone using it? Yes, turbinado sugar, brown sugar is coming on strong. It really is, Brian. I can honestly tell you that one right now, and I'm glad you're not a butter or honey freak. But, you know, that's where everything's went to, but I think you should be able to cook without it.
It's just what makes it taste good, you know. I mean, you know, and it's all a matter of what kind of pit you're using because, you know, with my pit, I put a little water in there just to kind of steam it a little bit. But if you're using like a stick burner, you know, you got to add some moisture to that pit, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is why I look at it. And I know I'm going to offend 100 people out there tonight, probably 300 or 1,000 or the 10,000 that's listening to that. I'm probably going to offend them. I just do not agree that, you know, if you want to put butter and honey on your ribs, I just don't think you're a true pitmaster. I just don't agree with it because that's where, and I know why everybody has done it because that's what everybody's looking for in a KCBS contest. And I understand it's taken away from originality. You know,
I tell you, some of the best ribs I ever had was I'd lost control of the temperature in my pit at a complex, and I, you know, got my ribs too done before it was even time to wrap them, and I pulled them off and set them aside, and I'll be honest with you, them were some of the best ribs I ever ate.
I think the whole thing about whether you're a true pit master or not does not depend on whether you use foil or you pour, you know, parquet on your nipples or whatever
you
do.
Now, and I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, you know, and on St. Louis cut ribs, I will foil them because you have to get them tender. But on baby back ribs, I do not foil them. I think there's other alternatives out there. I think the easy way out is butter and honey because it gives you all the flavor you're looking for, and the butter gives you the moisturizer that you're looking for because you don't have to pay attention to it. You know, you go to that 3-2-1 method. You know.
I'm sorry, Cody. I'm moisturizing myself with butter right now as we speak.
you got a box of parquet, don't you? That's what
I'm sitting here with a bottle of parquet and some honey, and I'm doing unnatural things with it. I'm glad you don't have like a webcam. Pretty much. I buy KY by the case, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, he does get KY by the case. That's too fast.
But you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, I think, and I'm not trying to stir up controversy here, but I think when you're cooking in comps, what's the bottom line? You do what it takes to win. You do what it takes to win. Even if you think, you know, to me, the judge of a true pit master, if I was going to design a comp, it'd be one of these caveman comps where you can't
I'm with you. And let me make a public announcement real quick. If you're listening tonight to the radio show and you're a first-time listener, we're pretty open about what we think, and we'll say no matter what. So we just want to put that out there real quick. But, you know, I think the caveman idea is a great thing, is a great contest. I wish there was more of them. To where it was just you, the pit, the fire, and, you know, what you do. And I wish there was a no sauce contest where, you know, if you could just be judged on your meat, not the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, a lot of these contests anymore have turned into more of a sauce competition than it is a meat competition.
You know, I feel like I could turn in a raw piece of meat and put a good sauce on it, and I could win. You know, and that's just what I feel like. That's just my opinion.
I tell you what, I did a competition in Emporia, and I did a tri-tip. It was in the sirloin category, and I burned it. I mean, burn it black as can be on both sides. And I trimmed that black off of it, and it was just a big dry piece of boot leather, and I soaked that up with a good sauce and ended up winning sixth place on tri-tip.
That
was a sauce competition up there. It wasn't a meat competition.
It amazes me because I feel like a lot of competitions are sauce competitions these days because, you know, because that's the last layer, and I know I'm making people mad out there. They're grinding their teeth. If you want to call in and be part of the show, go ahead and call in, 347-202-0263. You can call in. You can get in on that. But, you know,
I will take umbrage with you, my friend. I agree with you guys about, you know, the meat and all
umbrage?
That.
Umbrage? That's a big word.
Umbrage. Umbrage.
Can I get a definition? Can I get a definition for all the ones
that are I'm taking the alternative opinion, so to speak, you know, and I agree it should not be a sauce contest. However, it's a flavor contest, and, you know, if you don't have sauce, then you don't have originality, you know, and you've got to have some sauce. In my opinion, you got to have some kind of something to make your meat different from everybody else's.
Well, let me ask you
this.
Can you cook it without the sauce and make it taste good? Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Can you make a good product that does not
absolutely.
Have the sauce?
But, you know, but if you're not going to do a flavor contest, don't put any seasoning on it. You know, just
right.
throw
well,
your meat
saying.
On there.
Just a straight seasoning, because I've seen people throw meat on a grill and cook it and then just put the sauce on it and, you know, win contests. That's what I'm saying. Can you take a straight seasoning rub and win with it?
Well, here's how I look at it, man. I mean, as far as, like, meats, you know, we were talking about that earlier. I think tri-tip, that's got to be like a steak, man. I mean, if you just can't put barbecue sauce on tri-tip, you know. And that's why I struggle with brisket because, you know, some places, you know, I've tasted a lot of people's brisket, and some of them turn them in just straight up like a meat. Some of them sauce them. And I've had good and bad on both sides, and that's why I think that, you know, when you get down to it, if you're a really good pit master, the thing you're going to kick everybody's ass with is going to be brisket, in my opinion. You know, nobody ever said that chicken guy kicked everybody's ass.
Let me ask you this. Do you put sauce on your brisket? What about you, Dwayne? Do you put sauce on your brisket?
Yeah, up until last year, I never sauced a piece of meat one coming off my pit. You know, for the time.
How'd you do? I mean, I'm not being sarcastic. How'd you do with that, Dwayne?
Well, I thought I'd done pretty well. You know, I didn't by any means win any grand champions or anything, but, you know, my meat was good and
right.
good compliments. It just, again, was inconsistent on the scoring.
Well, and that's where I'm going with this thing because I'm totally with you, Bubba, and I struggle with this more than anybody else. It's not about what I like or my friends like. It's what those damn judges like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to win in certain comps, you got to conform to the norms of those certain comps. And my big complaint right now is I'd like to try some weird-ass, crazy sauces, you know. But my fear about doing that is it's going to be so a part of the extreme, I'm going to get the same thing with all these crazy variances in my judging scores, you know. And when you're in a barbecue contest, what are you trying to do? Trying to win.
Trying to win that money, honey.
And, you know, and I guarantee you a lot of these, you know, I've seen some of the stuff they're doing out there, and the hardest thing I ever did was try to get back to cooking to what I thought the judges wanted, not what I want, you know. I guess that's either here or there, you know.
And, that, you know, that's, I think, what we all struggle with is, you know, it's, you never know what the judges want from one day to the next. And it doesn't matter what I like or what my wife likes or what anybody likes, it's, you know. You're at the mercy of the judges.
You
well,
know,
we,
and
we
that,
have...
that's exactly right. You know, you're exactly right. You're at the mercy of the judges, and nobody wants to go outside the box because, you know, we spend around $1,000 at each contest, And, you know, a lot of people in the chat room are agreeing with me tonight that their meat tastes better without the sauce, but they have to put it on there to win.
Oh, I bet you tell your wife she looks prettier without makeup on, too. Don't
Hey, you don't be talking about my woman, David. You don't be talking about my woman. She is prettier with makeup. Where you at, honey? Hey, Randy Hill's talking about you on the radio, honey. Hey, I taught her how to shoot a gun. She'll fire your ass up, son.
I know, man. I'm more scared of her than you.
Baby, you want to say something?
What you got to say?
Tell
him. Uh-oh. No, he said you look pretty without makeup.
He said what?
He said, I said you look prettier without makeup.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say yes and we'll move on.
Like a silent competition,
though. I know how to get out of that hole.
like a sauce competition. You make everything pretty with sauce, make it taste good. I make a piece of shit taste good with sauce.
But seriously, though, I mean, when you're cooking barbecue, I agree with you. All you guys out there, and I have dished, moaned, and all that kind of stuff about, you know, the sauce aspect of it. But I've kind of come back around to agreeing that it's not only it's a taste competition. You know,
right.
You got to have some, and that's what I struggle with. But I think you've got to have sauce. Now, the thing I don't like about the sauce part of it is everybody does this pretty much normal thing that everybody else does. You know, the Blues Hog stuff's so damn good, everybody got to use it, and then die and pretend like you ain't using it.
Hey, let me tell you an inbox message real quick. I got an inbox message from one of my friends of a guy on Facebook. He's listening to that. He said, holy shit, Yoders are expensive, but they look badass. I said, yes, they are. He said, they ain't never tried your sauce. That's right. You ain't never tried my sauce.
Cody, you got a restaurant?
No, I don't
have a restaurant.
I got a mobile catering business.
Yeah, but do you serve your stuff without sauce?
I can, yes, I do. But,
What does the public like better?
They like extra sauce, man, because that shit's good. That's why, because that shit's good.
That's what I'm saying, dude, man.
On the ribs, on my barbecue sandwiches, they get extra sauce. But, you know, on the, on my ribs, you know, a lot of them take it without it. Yeah, can I get that? Uh-huh.
Yep.
What? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But, it's supposed to be a compliment. You know, I don't cover anything in sauce. I might drizzle just a little bit on it to give it just a little bit extra flavor. But, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of different than competitions. But, you know, I feel like in competitions, everybody puts so much sauce on everything to make it taste good.
Actually, Cody, if you watch around what people do, they put sauce on stuff that they don't put tons and tons of sauce on it. They'll bake a little sauce on there, do little things to compliment it.
Let me ask you this, Randy. Randy and Dwayne. Let me ask Randy and Dwayne right now. Do y'all bake the sauce on, or do you use it as a complimentary sauce?
I bake it on.
You bake
fish
it
sauce,
on? What about you, Dwayne?
Well, if it's on a brisket, about the only thing I'll put sauce on for is just to give it that little bit of shine.
Just a little bit of shine.
Well,
I use it as a compliment. I do not cook the sauce onto. The only thing I use sauce on in competition is my ribs.
Yeah.
And I do not bake the sauce on. I actually put it on afterwards after it's in the box, fixing to go in the box, and it's a complimentary sauce. And I know people's going, well, you got to put sauce on everything to win. But, you know, brisket, I do not put sauce on brisket. We win in brisket. On the pork, you know, I actually use it as a complimentary sauce. I do not use it baked onto the pork butter.
Well, I tell you, on pork, if you don't put sauce on pork, that's a blank slate. To me, the one category that is absolutely a sauce contest, bar none, is pork.
I feel you're right. But my pork is good enough to win without putting sauce on it, but we put sauce on it anyway because you have to put it on there. If it's any category you have to put sauce on, is the pork category, no matter what. Even if you want it on there or anything, you have to put it on there if you want a place.
Yeah, I think it's good. Go ahead, Dwayne. I'm sorry.
You know, I think everything's kind of gone the wrong direction is because they're expecting sauce. Judges are expecting sauce.
Oh, I think you're exactly right, Dwayne. I do. Dwayne, I mean, right there, you made a valuable point, is that everybody's looking for sauce. And if you don't have it on there, I feel like you're going to get dinged no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I think y'all are confusing sauce with flavor. Everybody's looking for flavor. You know, and that's where guys like our buddies that are doing the Texas Rip Candy and all that kind of stuff are getting on the program. You know, you got four senses of taste. Some people say it's five now. Can you name those senses of taste, Cody, for 2,000 points in the Jeopardy Name Your Taste contest?
Now, go ahead and repeat the question. Can I get a repeat question?
On your tongue, some people now say there are five, senses of taste, but there are four senses of taste that we're taught in school. Do you know what they are?
Hell no, I don't know what they are. I know they're sweet. I know there's hot. That's all there
you,
I know.
You
I know. You go ahead and tell me what they are, son.
You got sweet, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got
savory,
salty,
hot. Yeah.
Yeah. You got bitter. All right. Sweet, salty, bitter, and then the new one they're talking about is this umami or this savory flavor that everybody has, and that's the one that when you add like soy sauce to something, umami flavor. You know that's that savory flavor that everybody is trying to hit on now, and. So you kind of got to understand some basic, anatomy in order to,
Let me go here. What about liquid smoke?
Sorry,
Do you use liquid smoke, Randy? Or do you use liquid smoke, Dwayne? Do y'all use that? Do you use any liquid smoke? That's what I want to know.
I would descend to the 12th death of hell and lick the ball sack of the devil before I'd ever use liquid smoke.
What about you, Dwayne?
I use liquid smoke, but not on my barbecue. I use it for, like, sauces and stuff like that. But
so you use it in your sauces?
Not in my meat.
Okay.
I use it for my Bloody Marys.
Well, I think
and I make my own. And I make my own. No, there's nothing wrong with using liquid smoke. I'm just kind of giving everybody a hard time. To me, if you got to use liquid smoke, that's counterintuitive to the process. I'm not knocking anybody for it,
but I mean, it's kind of artificial flavor. It's that artificial flavor. It goes
I won't use fat. A lot of people use fat. I don't use that. I don't use THC. That's what Andy uses. MSG. I won't use the MSG because I'm just worried about people. It can give people hellacious headaches, It makes the food taste great, but if you ever ate at a Chinese restaurant, went home with a headache and felt like your head's going to pop, that's what's doing it, So it's like, to me, it's like using a performance-enhancing drugs for barbecue. I'm just, I got my ethics, I'm not putting steroids into my meat.
Yeah, it's kind of flavor enhancer. Mixing swears by accent, MSG. That's what Brian Gilmore said, and I'm be honest with you. I am a mixing, I guess you say I'm right in the mixing category because I like accent. I use accent and everything. There you go. There's my secret. Shaking with Randy. Got it out. I'm an accent freak.
I finally got what I knew. I set you up, boo.
I'm an accent freak, And, hey, I've done a couple things that I have found out that Meyer Mixing does that I didn't know when I was doing them. So, hey, that's a plus right there.
Well,
so,
there you have it, dude. There you have it.
Maybe I'll be the next win this man in barbecue. But anyway, but you never know.
So Dwayne, tell me, how many comps do you want to cook this year, man?
We're looking at about six of them right now.
Where are you looking?
We were supposed to do the winter queue, which is in 2 weeks in Great Bend, but that one got canceled due to the organizers had some health issues, but looking like the first one's probably going to be Osage City. Then the week after that is Enid, Oklahoma, then Ark City, Kansas, the following weekend.
Yep.
And then looks like we don't have anything until May. We'll do Valley Center last weekend of May. Then the Old Glory Bash in Perdonia 2 weeks after that. And then not for sure what we'll do after that. For sure we'll do the Dodge City Days competition again.
Yeah, y'all ever cooking that Iowa contest?
I never have, no.
That's a good contest, man. I had some buddies of mine got kicked out of the swimming pool for being drunk and doing cannonballs, but that's another story for another
imagine
time.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Randy Hill's friends.
It was not me. It wasn't me, but I tell you, the organizers that do all the contests are really nice people, and the site there is really nice. Yeah, the first time I cooked with Juanita was actually in Anthony, Kansas. You know, and we actually got a call.
Yeah.
I was surprised. We hadn't even cured the damn smoker, and we got a call, so I was pleased with that. But Kansas is a tough place to smoke. I mean, it's a tough place to cook. You got a lot of good cooks up there.
There's a lot of tough teams around there. You're right. So, trying to see if we can't venture out of the area a little bit.
Ryan Gilmore wants to know if anybody's going to Miami.
I think only Brian Gilmore's going to Miami.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Brian Gilmore, won't you just call into the show, son? Call into
Brian,
the show
Brian
and join us.
I'm the only one going to Miami.
Man, that, you know, that's a Red Dirt Festival, right?
Yeah.
Did they play the Red Dirt music? Man, you know what Red Dirt music is?
What's that?
You know, it's kind of a form of country. They call it Red Dirt music, and it's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, Red
know?
Dirt Anthem. Gravel Road Anthem. Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like barbecue. It's kind of funny. Music's like barbecue. You know, the regions have different forms of it. And if you get, yeah. You've got Red Eye Gravy, the group out of Oklahoma.
They say that's a good contest. You know, 60, 70 teams down there.
Jason Aldean, son. Let me pull it up for you. Let me get that going here. Let me see if I can get that playing. Bah, 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 bah. Hope y'all enjoying the show now. If you want to call in, call in 347-202-0263. Yeah, we're having a little fun. But if y'all want to join us, come on the show or join the chat room tonight. We got Pinky's Barbecue on. Might have Scully's Barbecue on here a little bit later. But we got Pinky's on right now with Dwayne. Let's see if we can get some Dirt Road Anthem going.
Go ahead and sing along, Randy.
Nah, man, you don't want me to sing.
Rolling out the window like a cool bitch sitting on the console. We laying up in the headlights.
Yeah. Anyway, little Dirt Road Anthem there. Jason Aldean.
Look up a group called Red Eyed Gravy, man.
Red Eyed Gravy, son. Red Eyed Gravy. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I saw them in Maxine's in Hot Springs.
Maxine's? Where's Maxine's at?
It used to be a whorehouse. Now it's like a music place. Kind of same.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, about
kind of like
same
most
thing.
Places in Hot Springs. Yeah, most places in Hot Springs used to be a whorehouse.
I don't see anything on Red Eyed Gravy. I see some pork steaks.
I'll hook you up, bud.
Red Eyed Gravy. Gravy performs sick as me. Is that what you're looking for, Country Girl?
Yeah, Country Girl. That's a good one. Play that one.
That's a good one. Let's go ahead and play
that's
that one. Let's see.
I feel like I'm at the roller skating rink tonight. Oh, okay.
They sound like us, man. They sound like us.
Well, I think you listen to a live version or something, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's
like
version.
A roller skating rink. Everybody skate,
Tara,
all skate. Everybody skate.
Tara Patterson
yeah,
said, Black Eyed Peas or Shake It For Me.
So, did you ever, like, go to the roller skating rink and make out in the corner there, Cody?
Son, we can't talk about that. I was a male whore back in the day.
That's called a manhole.
Yeah, I was a manhole. I ain't gonna lie. I was a manhole.
Yeah, your mama's listening, though, ain't she?
No. She's right here beside me. She's okay. But yeah, I was a manhole.
Hey,
back
hey,
in the
hey
day,
that
so.
Brings up a question. Hey, I want to hear from all these barbecue guys. As a barbecue guy, what do you get your honey for Valentine's Day?
Slab of meat, huh? You get her a slab of meat for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right. I'd like to see how that goes over, Cody. I want to see the picture where you hand your wife a slab of meat for Valentine's Day. You know what she's going to give
you?
Really,
you really want a picture of that?
And no, I really don't, man. Unless it's covered with chocolate, man, you better fix something real quick. How long you been married?
I told you about the chocolate last week. Remember we talked about the hard candy shell? Yeah.
Now, see, I had to bail out by that point. I wasn't around for that.
Yeah, you was. I gave it to you firsthand.
Oh, maybe that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
If you're listening tonight, and Valentine's Day is coming up, send your woman some flowers. Do something unique. Just don't send her a dozen roses. You know, I got something figured out for my woman. I'm going to send her, like, three different color roses. You know, don't send her a dozen. Don't go ahead and spend that money and waste that money on a dozen roses. Because, you know, they
oh, yeah,
die.
You got it.
But you got to do something a little bit unique. A little bit unique.
For once in my life, if you're a guy, all you can do on Valentine's Day is really screw up. Because if you don't do it right, you're screwed. You know, but for my wife's favorite thing, we have two cats that she loves. And she loves my two boys. And so I had an artist that I know here in Hot Springs paint a picture of my boys holding those two cats. So that's what I've done for Valentine's Day. So that ought to get me something.
That would be pretty good. You know, that's what women like. They like things that's unique. So if y'all listening to that, do something unique for your lady. That's what I'm saying. Do not do the whole dozen roses thing. That, you know, that's what every man does. Do something a little bit unique with your personality, and she'll love it.
Well,
I promise you.
Well, I thought about taking like a razor blade and like spelling out Ann across my chest here. That's kind of unique, but I don't think she'd dig it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe you need to shave your ball sack or something, you know.
Well, that's not that unique either, but we'll talk later.
What about you, Pinky? What about you, Dwayne? What do you got special for your woman this Valentine's Day?
Well, what we did, we already got a new puppy for Valentine's Day. We got a little female English bulldog. So that's our Valentine's present.
Y'all seem pretty tight. You and your woman seem really tight. I watched the video. Y'all seem like y'all really close. Y'all do everything together, kind of like me and my woman. And, you know, I was taking perspective on that. Does she go cook with you at all?
Yeah,
or
she does.
Just...
Okay. She goes to all the competitions with me. She's my right-hand woman there, you know. She wakes me up if I fall asleep. She takes care of the boxes and does all the presentation stuff. Slaps me around if I get out of line.
She is the wind beneath your wings, babe. You don't try to get potbelly pig.
You know, see, that's actually, you know, the name of our barbecue competition. You know, like I said, we ride Harleys, and that's her ride name is Pinky. So when we were trying to figure out what we was going to call the barbecue team, it just kind of was only right to do Pinky's barbecue.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, the Wounded Warrior stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you were talking about somebody done, you know, you touched
that. Rob Marion.
Rob Marion.
Yeah. You know, this year we, you know, I guess as, you know, our kind of a writer's group, what we've done for the last 3 years was each Thanksgiving we was taking Thanksgiving dinners up to Fort Riley, up to the Wounded Warrior Battalion up there. So, you know, this year we kind of got thinking, you know, it'd be kind of neat to do a barbecue up there.
Yeah.
And I got talking to some friends around here, you know, the South Central Barbecue Society that's here local, and got a lot of their support of wanting to help and do something with it. Then I got to talk to my buddy old Travis Clark out with Clark Food Barbecue out in Western Kansas. Well, we did end up putting together a cook up there at Fort Riley for the Wounded Warriors, and we ended up having 13 teams come up. You know, we did put a Wounded Warrior on each team, and talking about something that was you know, probably the most gratifying thing I ever did was, you know, being able to spend the night up there on the base with the soldiers and the warriors, and you know, we ended up feeding 1,500 soldiers up there and their families. So that was just really a cool event.
You know, Dwayne, you hit on something though that I think needs to be discussed a little bit more. You cook with a wounded warrior. Tell us a little bit about that experience. I mean, it's not like you just cook. You got somebody that's going to come in and help you cook.
Yeah, these guys, we put a guy on each team, and, you know, it's whatever they could do. You know, if they could stay all night there and help all night long, or which several of them did, and some of them would just stay till they got the meat prepped and came back early in the morning. But, you know,
it just being able to spend time with them guys. We met a Gold Star mom that was on one of the teams that helped out, and just visiting with them, listening to their story, and you know, sitting around the campfire type deal, just you know, giving back to them guys. That's what the most gratifying part of it was.
I want to tell you on a serious note, you know, for what I do for a living, you know, I've dealt with some of the vets, and they have to hold a lot of stuff in. You know, there's a lot of stuff they just can't talk about, don't want to talk about. You know, we ask them to do things that are really, really hard, and, you know, you got to have a shit pot of admiration for those guys, you know, what they've gone through and what they've given up for us, you know. And just any time you can do something like that, man, I admire anybody that does that stuff.
The goal in FBO was to try and see if we could get some of them guys interested in barbecue. And I think we succeeded in that by, you know, getting them guys on the teams and teaching them a little bit about prepping meat, not cooking. You know, we ended up with a little mini fun competition, you know, what we did was we got a Traeger grill that was donated, and a Weber kettle was donated by All Things Barbecue here in Wichita, which is the Yoder dealer here. And the winning team won, the Wounded Warrior won that Traeger. Second place team won that Weber kettle. So you know, now we've got, matter of fact, the winning team was Barbecue Barbecue Travis, which was my partner in putting this deal on, which I guess when I say partner, I guess he probably done 90% of it and I did 10, but you know, he was the one that won the contest.
Now, and, Dwayne, you didn't make him do the lettuce box, did you?
I did.
Oh, you bastard. You bastard. Sorry, man.
Like I said, the warrior, the soldier that was on his team, you know, won the Traeger, and man, he's actually talking about competing this year. So, I mean, that to me made the whole thing a success, was just getting one of them guys interested in barbecue and getting them out there, and, you know, to come play with us.
Yeah, just want people to kick our ass, right?
That's right. I don't mind at all.
No, I don't either, man. I don't either. You know, I got to figure out somebody to do them lettuce boxes for me. Yeah, I hate the lettuce boxes. Hate lettuce boxes. Lettuce contest. It ain't a vegetarian contest. It ain't a lettuce box contest.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
That's what you got to do when they have them anything goes contests. You just fill them up a box of lettuce and pour some ranch dressing on it.
There you go, man.
I watch the technique.
Let me tell you about this technique that I watched, that you could take up, you know, lettuce, leafy lettuce, you know, and slice it up and put it in the bottom of your box and then make parsley around it. So that way it's a little bit easier on you making the box. So try that next time. See how that works out for you. What do you think about that, Randy?
I'll tell you another little chicken secret I'll give you guys. You know, if you can make your boxes fast, you can chop or shred. You can chop or shred the pork product and lay it, or the beef product, or whatever it is, lay it on the bottom of the box. It'll act as a natural warming agent for you. And then sprig said parsley around the sides of the box.
I'm gonna give one of my secrets away real quick of what we do. And I found this out to be very quick and very easy for your product, is take your product, put it in the bottom of the box, whether it's ribs, whether it's brisket, whether it's whatever it is, you can take it, put it in the bottom of the box, and actually build your parsley bed or lettuce bed around your product. So that way everything looks kosher, everything looks like it actually goes where it's at.
You just shigged that off of me, boo.
But you know, I learned that. You know, I used to try
to pull off the double shig. You can't do the double shig and get away from that with me, man. I ain't happening.
But yeah, double shig. I find it very easily. You know, I find it real easy for what to do. You know, we used to make the whole bed and, you know, everything and take a lot of time, cut all that crap up and everything else. But I find it a whole lot easier. You can put the meat in the box first. You can take the lettuce or the parsley and put it around it at the very end before you turn it in. And, it saves you so much time, so much time. So if you're listening out there tonight, go ahead and try that out and see how it works for you.
So is it kind of like the chiffonada? Do you chiffonada your lettuce?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do chiffonada. And chiffonada. Still say I'm shaking with Cody tonight. Yes, right. But, yeah, I do chiffonada.
I got a ticket the last time I chiffonaded. We got rules against that.
Yes.
Damn, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, and then this one time at band camp. No, I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No. One time. Go ahead and tell us about that one time at band camp, son.
Huh? I mean, we'll pass on that, but.
But, yeah, you know, that's the best way I found to do box, which what Pinky's is saying right now, chefing out all the lettuce. Put it down the bottom, put your meat on top of it, you know, and then you build everything else around it. And it saves a lot of time.
If you'll take $20 bills and you'll stick them underneath each little piece of chicken you stick in the box, that works good, too.
Yeah, Randy's all about cheating. He's all about cheating.
You know, and some of them, you know, you got to clean their $20 bills up a little bit, but, yeah, they like them crisp.
Yeah, just cover them in sauce first. If you cover them in sauce first, I promise you'll win.
They don't like them sauce. They don't like them sauce, man. Not at all, man.
I wonder
not
what
tall.
They would do, because... You know, I wonder what they would actually do if you turned in a whole box full of, like, 20s or 1s that was cut up, you know, and out around the meat. Because, you know, that is greenery.
They would DQ. You know, it's funny. You bring it
not on their band list.
You know, it's funny. My friend Rob Marion, he had – my friend Rob Marion got DQ'd one time because he had, I kid you not, a little piece of – a sliver of brisket that looked, they said looked like a cricket leg. And I kid you not, I saw the picture. It was insane. And they thought it looked like a cricket leg, so they DQ'd him. So automatically you're laughing brisket.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. Sometimes
you know, there ain't no rules that you can't cut it as thin as you want or as thick as you want them brisket.
Right, but you
there
cannot
ain't no
mark
them.
But the rule is, and I get it, and I know where these guys are coming from, you can't mark a box. You know,
right.
You cannot mark your box, you know, and theoretically, if you do, I guess you put a cricket leg in your box, you could mark your box with a cricket leg. I would not advise doing that, and I don't see anybody trying to do that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I think you just got a little bit silly there, you know. I think you need to keep somebody from, the word
now,
for that
Randy,
is called chicken shit.
Have you ever got, you know, on the line of marking a box? Have you ever got on the line of marking a box?
No, man, I don't ever mark my boxes. I mean, I'm all about doing it. You know, it would really bug me if I ever thought somebody won because I used illegal whatever. You know, I'm just one of those guys. I don't cheat.
What about you, Dwayne? Have you ever been on the line of marking a box?
No. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
And I try to I don't want to take any risk of getting disqualified.
You didn't do it on purpose, did you, Cody?
No, I didn't do it on purpose, but I had the master judge come to me. He said, don't do that again because it could be equivalent to marking a box. And I said, well, how the hell is that? I just put it in a circle. And he was like, just don't do it again. You're fine.
No, you can't,
don't do it again.
You cannot you cannot do florets of meat.
I mean, it's not like I rolled out in a box of meat, you know, pick me or something, you know. I just put it in a circle.
Right. No, but, I get them for that. I think that's keeping it speaks to the integrity of the cook. You know, a lot of first-time cooks don't know that, you know, and they'll do all these kind of fancy whatevers because they don't understand it and they don't know it. And it's not because we're trying to be assholes. It's just we're trying to keep people from cheating, you know. And I can't imagine anybody that ever cheated a damn barbecue contest. Could you, Cody?
No, I'm laughing at my woman right now because she's in a wife beater. She got a necklace on, a pair of blue jeans, and she's playing wife out on the Xbox right now, and I'm really laughing at her. It's kind of sexy, though.
I don't really know what to talk to you. Do you got a boner?
No, not yet. I will later.
Good. I don't want to talk to you when you got a boner, man. I got a policy against that.
You got enough of those. You got to have a turn and cough. Do you give those exams? Would you just say turn and cough? Or do you do the
never did anybody that had a boner. They do. I'll like sit them down the hall or something, man. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I'm sorry you had to be part of that, my friend.
Well, if y'all are listening to that, you can get on Randy's website, barbecueboner.com. I promise you, it is real. I'll put up in the chat room. Let me put up in the chat room real quick.
It is. We're still working. Our website ought to be live in the next month or two. And it's also www.southerncrunch.com or www.barbecueboner.com. Because
Let me ask, which we was talking about that one night. We was talking about that. It come up in the show, and then Randy turned around and bought the website address there, barbecueboner.com. So, you know,
which
he's
I'm
got
willing
that.
To sell at a price, by the way. You know.
Yeah, I mean it's a cool website to have. You know, a cool name. You know, we got about almost 20 something listeners in the chat room right now. I'm grateful to have all y'all listening tonight. We're a little crazy. We can't help it. It's just how we are. That's how we roll. Let me ask Pinkies. What made y'all want to try out for Barbecue Pitmaster, Pinky? I know I've had you on Facebook as a friend, but, you know, I really kind of watched your video the other night, and I've watched it a couple times, actually. And what made y'all want to try out for Barbecue Pitmaster is our Randy Hill here, my co-host, has actually
been
on Barbecue Pitmaster.
All I got to say is that their video was a hell of a lot better than that Lulu's video that got turned in, you know?
Hey, fuck you.
And that's not French. You meant Fouquet.
Hey, sorry, Fouquet you.
There you go.
You know,
but anyway,
I seen the deal come out, and I didn't even think about it. I thought, shoot, I'm not ready for that. I'm not, you know, able to probably compete with some of them guys on there. But I actually got contacted by Brian Small, which is with the casting crew. And again, you know, you point out my top hat. He just said he seen me on what's on the Facebook and seen my top hat, and he just thought I looked like somebody to be fun to have on there. So I said, hell, I said, I'll give it a try. And like I told you earlier today, we was chatting there, you know, that Sunday afternoon, I wasn't even feeling it. I was just going to blow it off, but my wife wouldn't let me do that. So,
you know, that's the same thing with us. You know, we shot one last year. You know, we got up in the top five. And then this year we was going to shoot one, and the snowstorm and ice storm and everything come in, and my lady ended up getting there around 6 o'clock. It was late, and I was kind of just fed up with it. And she was like, go ahead and shoot it. And I was like, I'm done with it. I don't want to shoot it. I'm done with it. And she was like, no, you're going to shoot it. I've been sitting out here in a dress, and it's cold. It's like 20 degrees. She's like, you're shooting it.
You made your woman
like,
sit out there in a dress while she's – your woman was in a dress while she's shooting that?
Hey, she was sexy. Sexy. Snow coming down, dress, nice coat.
God, you overmarried.
She was like, hey, I love her. She's a nice woman. She's a great woman. But she was like, you're going to shoot this video. And I was like, well, just hit play then, damn it. And I was, she's chill. She hit play, so we turned in a video. But, you know, but Randy Hill is a guy that has been on Barbecue Pitmaster before. And, you know, they shot Barbecue Jesus. I can say this. Go out and watch it. If you're getting on YouTube right now, look up BBQ Jesus, and I promise you, it's one of the funniest videos you've ever seen in your life. You're gonna get to see a little ass in the video, and I'm not saying what kind of ass it is, but I'm saying you get to see a little bit. But you know, it's a funny video. You know, it's exciting, but you know, but
you know,
Randy, tell us.
Is that the Barbecue Jesus Pitmaster Season 3?
Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I got her right.
You were talking to the man that did not cut the chicken in half. I have bought him a lifetime supply of knives to be able to cut chickens in half.
I really thought I should get a lifetime free membership to IBCA for that, you know. But, you know, when we did when my friends and I shot that last year, you know, we didn't think we'd get on the show. I got a good buddy of mine here named Chuck Dodson that shoots, you know, some stuff. And he did a good job of making us look good. But that's kind of how we roll.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
The funny part about that is.
Put a couple knives in there, let them cut their own piece of chicken. That would have been a good idea there.
Hell yeah, man. I was trying, man.
Chicken shave your own.
Yeah, well, I thought if they had a hair on their balls, they'd have figured it out. Never mind. But, yeah, when we did that video, you know, it turned out pretty good. And so this year, I talked to Andy about it, and we had a kind of a tough decision because I debated not even turning anything in or not trying to get on because it is the first time on it, it's so much fun. I mean, you're excited. You're just damn glad to be there. You feel like you won just because you got on the show.
Yeah.
The second time on there, you feel like, you better by God do something good because you got a second chance at this, and you better, you know, that's
not
why
fuck
Diva,
anything up.
Right. That's why when Diva's on, that's why I get it now. I know why she was so intense because she's like, she told me the whole time, she says, I am not going to be a two-time loser. And I totally get that. I mean, I totally get that, you know, because the first time, just glad to be there, you know. But I will say this, anybody gets on that show, great experience. Man, just savor it, enjoy it. You know, you just check something off your barbecue bucket list, you know, love it, hate it, whatever you think about the show. I mean, those guys are bringing things to barbecue, you
well,
know. And
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Whether I get on there or not, I mean, to me it was just an honor just being asked. And
Yeah.
Getting on the deal would be a bonus in the whole deal.
Randy, go ahead.
You're fine. What do you think about all the people that turn in videos this season? What's your advice for them?
Don't give up. I mean, you know, some of these guys have turned in videos once, twice, thrice, whatever. You know, don't have an attitude about it. You know, don't get mad if you don't get on, you know, because it just you may not be what they're looking for this year. You know, the other thing I tell anybody that didn't get on that show, just because you don't get on that show, I mean, that show does not have anything to do with your quality and your skills as a barbecue cook.
Well, let me ask you this, Randy. Do I got a shot in the hell of making barbecue pit masters?
No, you don't. I'm sorry, Cody. I try to be nice to you, but you know, I don't have any way to help you on that show, man. You know, first of all, I just give you a hard time.
Go ahead and critique me. Go down that line.
Honestly, I was truthful when I saw your video. I thought you did a very, very good video, and I thought it was interesting, and I thought the fact it was snow made it cool. You know, I'm not a casting guy, so I don't know what they're looking for, Cody. I mean, I hope like hell you get on because I'm pulling for my friends. You know, and if you don't, my advice is just keep trying, you know. But there's other shows that's going to be out there, too, besides this one, you know. But I will say this. They put a couple of dumbasses from Hot Springs on that show. So there's hope for all of us, you know. Yeah, that was a fouché up. But, you know, again, I think that people take it too personal on these shows, whether you get on or you're not. You know, it's just. There's two different things. There's the world where you cook in competitive barbecue where your boxes are blind, and there's a reason behind that because the food speaks for itself. You know, it's not your personality, it's nothing like that. It's what you cook. And then there's TV, and you've got to be able to make it interesting, you know. And if you're not interesting or you can't bring something to make a little drama or do whatever, they're probably not going to be that interested in you. And that does not mean for 1 second that you're not a good barbecue cook.
Let me ask you this, Randy. Should you bring bubble gum to barbecue pit masters?
Well, if you're there to kick ass.
I love that. That's the best quote ever. Yeah, Ernest Cervantes right there. Barbecue pit masters.
The only advice I'd give to anybody that gets on pit masters is this, and it was advice that was given to me by
Neil. Cut the damn chicken.
Yeah, damn near sound like my mama. But this is from Neil Big Mr. Strotter. And Neil is really good about this. He says, you know, people get on that show all the time. They don't remember who won or lost. You know, do you remember who won season one?
I have no clue. Season two?
But I know one thing.
Ernest Cervantes said he was all out of barber gum. And I know that Randy Hill didn't cut his damn chicken.
Right, but that's my point. And it's kind of funny. I talked about this before when Andy and I got on that show. We're driving up there, you know, and shit. I saw Diva passing me by, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because, you know, I know she's a good cook, and she's a really good cook.
Yeah, she's a really good cook.
And then we're going to have to cook against, you know, my good friend Rob Marion, who I didn't know at the time, but the first thing you do when you meet the cooks meeting, you know, a lot of people go buy all their stuff. We researched who we were cooking against because I'm a Sun Tzu guy. One good spy is better than 10,000 soldiers, so I want to know.
Yep, Sun Tzu, son. You got to learn Sun Tzu. If y'all know Sun Tzu, get on there and read the book, The Art of War. It's called The Art of War. Go on and read it. It's called Sun Tzu. It's a good book. I promise you. I don't read a lot of books, but you can read that one, and it'll teach you a lot.
Well, but my point is, you know, Rob was on this insane chicken run. I mean, he'd won everything in chicken. So we on the damn show, what I pick up, I got damn chicken. You know? And I'm like, shit. So I got the guy that's the best chicken cook of the last few contests, and I got Diva. You know, we're screwed. And so I told Andy, and we did this all along. We just put forth the stuff that we always do, and we kind of took to heart the fact that you need to make it interesting, you need to make a good show. You know, I would have loved to have won, but I probably had the wrong attitude on the show. I was just, you know, I want to make a good show and I want to make it interesting. And part of that whole half-cooked chicken thing was just, you know, fuck you guys. You guys. We're going to try something different and we're going to make you judges think. And if you're going to cook competition style chicken, you better by God understand what certain competition style chicken is. And that went over like a fart church.
Let me ask you this.
Give you a bigger box. You could have put three of them in there then.
Well, Rob was on that too. Rob said, told me after the contest, he said he had the same thought. He was going to turn in three half chickens, which I thought was a good idea too.
Let me ask you this. You cooked, what'd you cook, a rack of lamb?
Rack of pork and
a chicken. How many rack of porks did you get and how many chickens did you get?
I think they gave us three, maybe four chickens. And the problem with the chickens is if you ever look at the chickens when you try to cut them, sometimes the skin's got little pot marks in them. And so we had a little bit of that. And then the rack of porks, I think they gave us maybe two of them. You know, I think they gave us two racks of pork.
So you had a chance not to screw it up, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to tell you right now, anybody that messes up on that show, you can't, on my particular episode, you couldn't blame the product. Product was great. Really good product. You know, so that the only thing that, and they had us doing, and I don't want to give away anything because we got certain rules about that. My only advice to anybody that gets on is just stay true to the competition. Don't get caught up in any side things or other aspects that they're trying to do. Cook your comp. Be true to the comp, you know, and forget about all the other crap.
Hear a lot of different comments, you know, people. Some people like the season one, the way they did that, just in a regular competition. Others like the way they've done the last couple seasons. But here's my idea of the Pit Masters competition is to open up a box and be a quarter of a beef or something, quarter or a whole hog, and say, you know, here you go, make this two dishes.
Andy Allen is in the house. I can't call him his nickname because I told him I would find him a new nickname. But
thank you. I just got back from church. I've been listening while I was at church, and you guys been cussing way too much tonight. And, I'm kind of offended.
I know, Andy. You do not call the FCC.
Yeah, I had my headphones in while I was sitting at church, and I was listening to all y'all, and you know, it sounded like you were just having a cuss fest, you know, and I was deeply offended. But,
Andy, have you ever said a dirty word before?
No, I have never said a dirty word in my life. And you can
bullshit.
Hey, Andy, we're visiting with Dwayne out of Wichita, Kansas, which I didn't know they had in Dwayne's out there, but they do.
Yeah. Cody couldn't figure out how to say his name, which kind of scared me a little bit. You know,
I was gonna call him DeJuan. Because
it's actually spelled D-U-A-N-E,
so I was thinking Duwan, and then I was thinking, Duwayne, but I spelled Duwayne like D-A-W-Y-N-E, so, you know, I'm country folk.
Duwan's D-E-J-U-A-N, Duwan.
Yeah. Duwan, Duwan, that's right. Hey, I sucked at English, that was my worst category. I can do math. Hey, I'm a barbecue guy, you know.
Yeah. English is different in southeast Missouri than it is anywhere else in the world, isn't it?
That's exactly right there, son. We got nicknames for everybody.
So, hey, Andy, they were just talking with us about our Pitmasters experience. What advice would you give anybody who gets on Pitmasters?
Man, I tell you what, have a good time. You know, I mean, and like you were saying, Randy, you know, we talked about it on the way up there. Win, lose, or draw. Hey, we won. We were on the show. We got a little exposure. We had a good time. And make it memorable. You know, I mean, and that to me is what we did. You know, I mean, that's a bucket list kind of, that's a barbecue bucket list for me anyway. And, you know, I just wanted to make it memorable, and we did that, you know, quite well. You know, I mean, I'm not saying go up there and moon the camera, you know, or anything, but, you know, just, you know, have a good time, enjoy it.
You know, I think you're right. I think it's, you know, it is a bucket list. You know, they take, well, they take about 27 teams out of the whole United States. You know, there's only, what is there, like 5,000, 6,000 cooks in the whole United States, and they take, you know, 27 to be just involved in the contest would be exciting enough, you know, right there.
Actually, there's just 20 teams on our show.
I know you guys have been on the radio for a while, but I flipped over to Destination America tonight and see some new Pitmaster show. And they had all the shows about sex on Destination America, and I was like,
oh
yeah,
what channel's that, Eddie?
Let me look it up real quick.
Hey,
can y'all spell that for me? You know, I'm country. I can't spell Destination.
Oh, it's Sex in America. It's Sex Robot. Holy God. I'll see you later, Cody.
Our country, our stores.
You know, I was expecting Pitmaster on tonight, and I got some sex robot stuff, you know, so.
Sex robots. Let's see. On Destination America, you can watch Dirty Jobs. You can watch, which Andy and Randy take that in different perspective of Dirty Jobs.
I just flipped it over there. They're talking about how many times they get
You can watch the U.S. of Bacon. You can watch Bacon on Pinterest. Wheels. Let's see what else is on there. The three levels of houseboats, barbecue pitmasters.
Are you looking online or are you looking on?
I'm online,
right,
son. I'm online, son.
You need to go to your guide on your TV and see what's on right now, because it's raw right now.
It's raw, huh?
I'm
gonna tell you right now. I'm waiting on the new series of Fast and Loud to come out. I'm a big Richard Rawlings fan, so you know.
Well, who's that?
Is he kin to Bo Derek?
I don't know who Bo Derek is, boy.
Is she kin to Bo Derek? I don't know. I don't know her.
I don't know Bo Derek.
Yeah, I know you don't know Bo Derek, and we don't know Richie.
I know Richard Rawlings.
Is she kin to Bo Derek?
No, I don't know that. Richard Rawlings, okay. You know. You got to know Richard Rawlings, you know. You don't know Richard Rawlings.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's funny. Brian Gilmore brought up, you know, bringing up moonshiners and having Tickle come on. He doesn't realize we try to get a hold of that son of a bitch to get on our show.
Yeah, we try to get a hold of Tickle. Yeah, Brian Gilmore. We try to get a hold of Tickle. I can't get a hold of him. He don't have a last name. He does not have a last name.
He don't want nobody to know where he's at.
Tim Steele said Destination Cody live show. That's right, son. Destination America. I'm coming to you, son. I'm coming to you.
You know, it's funny you bring up the stuff.
Moonshiner show. But it just, I can't understand that. Where one is, you know, when are they going to get busted? One of them is going to get busted sooner or later.
It's rigged. It's like
shit. That's a disclaimer there. That's a disclaimer. We don't talk about that. But moonshiners, I don't think it's rigged. I think they really do, video them, and something does happen. But
hey, Cody,
you know, they do have to have some kind of disclaimer. Go ahead, Brandy.
Cody, there ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus.
What?
What?
There ain't no Santa Claus.
Nope.
Hold on, hold on. I got kids running around here. Hold on a minute. I got kids running around here. Don't break the hell out.
There ain't no Santa Claus.
My woman said, I got a loud mouth. The Easter Bunny is real. Santa Claus is real, y'all. Santa Claus is real.
He is. He's going to cook my ribs at my next competition. I'm cooking reindeer ribs.
I got a 10-year-old who comes through here going, why is he talking about Santa Claus? Why is he talking about Santa Claus?
I hope the guy ain't hearing the other stuff we're talking about. Sweet Jesus biscuits. Child's hearing about prostitutes and hearing the F-bomb every 5 minutes.
Hi.
She said hello.
How are you?
Hello, your friend.
I heard her talking earlier. I was like, dang, Cody, turn her off.
Hey. Cody, what's your daughter's name?
Jalen.
Hey, Cody. Taylor?
Jalen.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Taylan? Jalen. Here's a rule, Sweet Pea. Don't ever say or do anything that Mr. Randy or Mr. Andy ever say on the radio.
He said
ever.
Don't do anything Mr. Randy or Mr. Cody does on the radio. That's exactly right.
Ever.
We're bad influences.
Ever.
Bad influences.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Man.
Never, 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 ever.
Well, Randy, what are you doing tonight, Andy Allen? Have we come up with a new nickname for you yet?
I think we lost Andy.
Andy.
What?
Have we come up with a new nickname for you tonight?
I don't know, but, it needs to be, something better than what you guys were throwing at me.
Monkey Balls was Andy's original nickname, but we're trying to find a new nickname for Andy tonight because he don't like the name Monkey Balls.
Well, I got that because, I wasn't on the line and I couldn't defend myself. That was
Somebody said Andy.
Yeah, that'll work.
Handy. Yeah.
That sucks, Andy.
He's very handy. I promise you, he's very handy.
Yeah.
I think
don't leave me alone with your wife.
He's getting deep. We'll put him on mute tonight.
Hey,
Andy, I'm trying to watch this show on Destination America. Is this dude like got a sting over him trying to get a bowler?
I don't know, man.
I
quit watching.
I'm going to have to get on there and see what's going on. Pinkies, Dwayne, are you watching Destination America tonight?
No, there wasn't no pitmasters on there. So
there wasn't no pitmasters.
Let
me ask you
this. I'm not having any football.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, anyway, I digress, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to take us down that road. But I will say this, guys. I'm looking forward. I hope to God I see some of the people that I know on Pitmasters next year, and I hope to God they kick some ever-loving ass,
We're still casting, right? From what I hear.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Well, they may get a barbecue Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I doubt that. That's shot to hell.
Yeah. Well,
I ain't give him a. I ain't give him a knife to cut it with.
A knife. Hey, if I ever get on that show, I'm taking me a big ass knife. I'm gonna take me like a machete. I'm gonna start cutting shit up. It's acting crazy.
There you go.
I bet I don't have a shot in hell to ever get on a show though.
I bet you don't either, Cody. I bet you $5 really get on the show.
Is there anybody out there listening in the radio broadcast area? Call in 347-202-0263. Let's talk a little Pitmasters. Let's go ahead. Let's get it on. Let's talk a little Pitmasters. We got Pinkies on, all different Pitmasters. We got Randy and Andy Hill, which screwed up Pitmasters. Let's get some other people on. Let's talk about Pitmasters. So let's see if we can get anybody else to call in. Let me put that in the chat room here. Let's see who we can get out. I know Tim Seals, the king of barbecue. Hold on, we got a phone caller.
Oh, my God, there's just two women kissing on Destination America. Sweet Jesus and a biscuit.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Two women were kissing.
Two women were kissing. That's against the rules, man. I'm sorry.
Sweet Jesus and a biscuit.
If they ain't got a man there with them, that's just wrong.
That's another show.
Let's pull this number on. Let's see who this is. I think it's Tim Hill, but I don't know. Tim Hill. Shit. Tim Hill. I went to school with Tim Hill. Tim Seals. Bo Derek. Nobody knows who the hell Bo Derek is. Will you quit talking about Bo Derek? Damn. Everybody's talking about Bo Derek tonight. Nobody knows who the hell Bo Derek is. Oh, and we got 10 minutes left on the show. So if you want to stay on the show after the show goes off the air, you better call into the show. That's all I got to say. So. That's right. Champion, son. Southeast champion. IBCA champion. That's right. Kick all your ass.
And bad mistakes. I've made a few.
Southeast Missouri region, Tim Seals is with us tonight. The chat room and the board is lit up. How are we doing tonight, Tim Seals?
Hey, this is Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Hey, Tim, will you please enlighten this gentleman who Bo Derek is?
Bo Derek, man. No, he's got to Google it. He's got to Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to Google it. Promise you.
I agree.
Google. Bo is spelled B-O.
Bo. I do not know who Bo Derek is.
Oh, man, you're missing
Sweet
it.
Sweet Jesus and a biscuit.
The first perfect 10. So.
It must be pretty wet behind the ears.
Well, hold on. We got a couple other callers on. Let me see who this is. We got caller 83818. Who's 83818?
That's me, Adam.
Adam Graham, son, from Matthews, Missouri. What's going on, Adam Graham?
New
barbecue in the works, son, right here. So y'all need to tell him what you know, because he's a new barbecue in the works. Let's pull on one other number. Let's see who this is. We got 3825. Is this Tex Rubinoff? Tex, are you Tex Rubinoff, 3825? 3825.
It is him. He can't talk. He just wants to listen to the show.
That's fine. We'll put him on hold.
Yeah,
what about you, Adam Graham? I'm fixing to pull somebody out of the audience right now. You watch this. Go ahead.
Heck yeah.
Watch this. I'm fixing to pull her out of the audience. Hold on a minute.
So you're off the air now, so anybody can talk about whatever they want to talk about.
No, I got 7 minutes till we go off there. Hold on, man. We got Tara Patterson on. You going to talk, Tara Patterson? She ain't going to talk. I bet she won't.
She said yeah.
She said yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing it to them, son. Let's see. Hold on, man. My board ain't working. Let's pull my board back up. Oh, shit. There it goes. Terry, you are on the air. I want you to tell them how you cook raccoon. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Oh, she can't. You're here? You're on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to tell them how y'all cook raccoon.
Oh, it's good. You boil it in some green apples. Get the wild taste out, and then you cook it like a roast with some potatoes and carrots and onions, and it falls right off the bone.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you one question.
What's that?
He forgot.
His battery.
Come on, don't be shy now. You got me on here.
His battery went dead again.
Come on, Cody. How many is this many? So, Tara, tell me, do you put barbecue sauce on your raccoon?
No.
So what do you put on it? How do you flavor it?
With some salt and pepper and the juices, the carrots and onions and potatoes.
Cooking on the oven or on the smoker?
Put it in the oven like you're doing a roast.
All right.
So, and what's it taste like when you cook it?
If you like the dark meat off of a turkey, it's similar to that, except it's a lot more.
It don't taste like chicken?
No.
You know, here in Arkansas, the biggest political event we have of the year is a coon supper down in Gillette, Arkansas. And they have trouble finding raccoons to cook, you know. And I don't know how you get your – now, do you hunt your own coons or do you just like –
Yes. Yes.
You go to www.raccoon.com and order them, you know.
No.
So, I went coon hunting one time. And it scared living bejesus out of me because it's the middle of the night, we got lost, and we ended up killing two possums. And yeah, ain't nothing you can do with the possum.
You can eat. Yes, you can. You can eat possum.
How do you eat it?
I don't know, but I know you can.
You know how to eat possum? I take possum, and I put it on this big green board, and I took that damn thing over that green board for about 8 hours. And then when I was done, I'd take the possum, and I would, like, get it off the board and cut the shit out of the board and eat the board.
That ain't right.
I'm just teasing with you. I'm just playing. Hey, Darren, thanks for calling in. I mean, you know, it takes some people a little shy about calling in, but, you know, it's all a lot of fun here. We're just all talking a little barbecue and having a good time. You know, so now now, do you live anywhere near Cody, or are you going to even admit that you know the man, or what?
Hey, I'm back on now, damn it. I'm back on now.
Damn it.
Hey, I come out the house to smoke a cigarette, and my phone flew across the driveway, so I had to get rebooted back up. But I'm back on now, so go ahead. You can quit shit-talking me now.
You're back on now. Good.
That's right.
I don't care if she knew you or she'd admit that she knew you.
She'll have to answer that one.
I actually just met him today.
Oh, you poor thing.
He was very nice. I liked him a lot.
Hey, well, you're ruining my image. You're ruining my image.
That's how most of those that's how most of those internet stalkers are. You know, they're kind of nice on the front end.
Okay, I'll just put it to you this way: the only reason I tolerated his ass is because he's friends, or he's got my girl Keisha. Okay, that's the only reason I tolerated him. The only reason I even let him in my
house. That's better.
You got better.
Is that better, Cody?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
What you talking about your little bit of barbecue experience of what you got down there? She comes originally from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got pictures all around of my family. They go hog hunting every weekend. They put 3 or 4 on the back of the four-wheeler and send me pictures all the time. It wasn't a 4th of July family tradition if you did not have a hog hanging from the tree getting ready to be smoked all night long.
So y'all are hunting wild hog?
Yeah.
See, around here, we got a bunch of feral hogs around here, and you got to catch them. You know, there's certain generations before they become more and more feral, and they kind of taste kind of skunky. But if you get them at the right, you got to get them the right size. You know, those big hogs ain't good. You need the little ones.
I have a little piglet for a pet. Cody can tell you about.
Yeah, she's nice. I'm going to grill it one of these days.
No, you are not. She is not even going to be a good slab of bacon for you.
Yeah, she's called Pearl. She's a pet.
Pearl Charlotte is her name.
That's the one that was on the picture on Facebook?
Yeah,
that's the one. That's the one.
I'm sitting here watching
this
show.
Adam, you still there, Adam?
Do what?
You still there, Adam? Adam's new
I'm
guy
clear.
At the barbecue. He bought him a pellet grill. Yeah, I said that. Pellet grill.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been cooking every night of the week almost. Why don't you tell him some of the stuff you've been cooking there, Adam?
Man, I got all kinds of stuff I've been cooking. I don't know. I'm trying to get good with ribs right now.
And if y'all are listening now, y'all better call in 347-202-0263. There's about 63 seconds left in the show, but we'll keep going over until we actually get off. So if you want to be a part of the show, call in and be a part of the show, and you can still listen in. So,
speaking of getting off, man, y'all be watching Destination America right about now. Holy Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm off.
Andy, I'm going to shut up. We're getting off this damn radio show right when it's done, right, Andy?
What's on there? I didn't know what's on there. It's like soft porn or something.
Yeah. I don't even have the sound up, and I'm, Andy, I don't even have the sound up either.
And I got a semi.
Did you see all those snacks just a minute ago? Man, I tell you what.
Yeah. 90% of women have had lesbian sex.
Yeah, no. Anyway, you probably shouldn't go there with a woman, though. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We digress.
All right, boys. I'm going to get up here. I'm gonna watch Destination America. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, see you, boy. Hey, thanks for calling in, Andy.
What about you, Dwayne? You watching Destination America too?
No, we're watching the Food Network.
No, but he's about to.
I tried to get my husband to change it over to Destination America, but he is watching, what is it?
Dead.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The show is over now. It's something about a damn sex robot or something like that. I think that's what you wish you had.
You're a doctor. You should know about that.
Yeah, we can talk later, man. That's another show.
You know, I hope everybody out there listening now has actually enjoyed the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. We're a little bit off the wall, but, you know, that's just how we are. We're just not, you know, like everybody else. We don't talk about how to prep ribs and everything else. We talk about everything in between, and that's about how we are. And we talk about barbecue and when we do it. So, you know.
I was a first-time listener, and I loved it. I'm going to listen in every week now.
See, everybody loves it. What about you, Pinky? What do you think about us, Pinkies? Dwayne, what do you think about us? Do you think we're a little crazy?
Sweet.
Jesus, don't watch Destination America. Yeah, probably not.
I'm sorry.
Crazy as Destination America.
You realize you guys have been pit masters. Y'all are going to be like on your show about cooking barbecue, and there's going to be some weird old sex robot doing some unnatural act.
Is that what's going to come out of the cooler?
I don't know, man. This is odd. I need to shut up.
Let me ask Dwayne this. If you get picked for pit masters, what are you going to do? What are you going to do on the show?
Going to win.
You know, it's hard to tell. And I didn't even know what I was going to do in that video until we just went out there and kind of winged it. Yeah. I'll probably get on there and I'll probably piss down my pants and.
Nah, you'll be fine. Just cut your stuff up, man. You'll be good.
Now, Dwayne, do you make your own seasoning, your own sauce, or do you buy a commercial and use that? What do you do?
Yeah, no, I buy commercial. I use a lot of butcher stuff.
Butcher's got good stuff, dude.
Yeah,
Butcher's got a good product. He really does. He's got a good product.
I mean, I'm just telling you right now, when you got a product that's so good, you got to hide it because everybody knows it's that good, you got a good product.
Yeah. You know,
what about you, Randy?
I've got a couple big tubs that's got maybe 100 different bottles in it, but I've kind of narrowed it down to just them.
Now, Randy, do you make your own stuff? Yeah. Do you make your own stuff, or do you buy your products?
Yes and no. I do what everybody does. I do what most everybody does. You'll buy a commercial sauce, and then you'll doctor it up a little bit.
So you take a commercial sauce, and you actually blend it in together. Hold on a second. We got a couple other callers online. Let's see. 3825. Who do we got as 3825? 578-3825. We'll see if they come on. And then caller 620-290-4133. Who do we got there?
Whoa, that's Travis.
Travis?
What's up, Travis?
I was just calling in to listen, boys.
Oh, you're on the show now, son.
Damn, big time.
Feel it.
What's the name of your barbecue team, Travis?
Clark Crew Barbecue.
Crunk Crew?
Yeah, that's my partner in the Fort Riley Wounded Warrior Cook.
All right.
He was the wheels behind it.
You still there, Randy?
Yeah, man, I'm still here, but I'm going to have to scoot in a minute because I got something I got to tend to, and it has nothing to do about this sex robot show I'm watching.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm fixing to have to scoot to something, too. Something that ain't a sex robot.
No, but actually, I got a few little errands I got to do. But hey, man, great show tonight, Cody. I appreciate you doing it, Bob, and I look forward to talking to you next Sunday, Bob.
Thanks, brother. What about everybody we got listening tonight? I know we got a lot of people listening tonight. Y'all got anything to say? What about Tara? What about Adam? What about Pinkies? What about Travis? I know we got Tex Rubin. All anybody want to say anything tonight? Give away any secrets?
Hey,
yeah, Cody,
badass.
I'm here making my pork butt, and you've got to come and grate it for me.
I love pork butt. I can do that. I can come over. Can we grill your pig?
No. She's too sweet for that. She is too sweet. She's a cuddle pig.
We won't grill your pig, I promise you.
No. I'm telling you, though, I really want you to do that, and I want your strictest criticism.
I want you to tell all my guys out there listening now. There's a bunch of people listening, plus all the people that will be listening in the archives, and plus the people that's online right now. Tell them how you do your pork butt. She's got a different way of doing a pork butt, and I want her to tell her story of how she does her pork butt.
I inject my pork butt with white grape juice, sugar, and another ingredient. Can't give it away completely.
Uh-oh, she ain't giving away nothing.
And then I have a nice homemade dry rub. I don't buy my dry rub.
See, y'all. See,
I make it
even the woman makes her own dry rub.
That's good.
Yeah.
So.
And it is very, very, very good.
What do y'all think about that?
What was the other ingredient?
Nope, not telling.
So
I've done the white grape.
Tell me
grape.
All of your ingredients.
Yeah, Tim.
I've done the white grape, but I do it with a peach also. That's a great one.
Peach?
Yeah, you get the white grape juice with peach added. I like it better.
Really?
White grape too, yeah.
What about, are you on Tim Sales? What do you think, Tim Sales? What's your special ingredient that you use that somebody don't use?
And everybody probably hate me for this and probably won't believe it either, but there's no need in me to reinvent the wheel. So I use a rub created by past world champions. I mean, if they're world champions, their rub should be good enough for me.
Right.
And a barbecue.
But see, I consider myself a world champion, so.
Oh, woo, smack talk.
Yes, there you go. Here you go. That's what creates new flavors. I'm with you, Tara. I'm with you.
I am going to sell my recipe to Cody when he, one day, maybe 10 years from now, when he can buy my recipe and it'll be all good.
I'm with you all the way. Sounds great. I'll bet your pork butt is better than Cody's.
Oh, Tim Seals, he done wore me out. He done wore
okay,
me out.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you, and I bet Cody didn't even know this.
Uh-oh.
I have never even had Cody's pork butt because every time I'm around, he's sold out. So that either
that's
means
right.
That, there's two things. That either means he's really, really good and he's sold out,
right.
Or he's really, really bad and planning and he didn't have enough to go around.
I like the way she thinks.
Exactly. Either way is good.
Yeah.
But hey, Tim, tell her where the best pork butt comes from.
It comes from Cody.
Comes from Southeast Missouri, don't it? so many states.
And I live in Southeast Missouri. You're right. And I live in Southeast Missouri, a few blocks away from Cody. So
you're right.
It does come from Southeast Missouri.
It's natural in this area. It's natural pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw or not, it's natural for Southeast Missouri. And other people don't understand this because they're not from Southeast Missouri. You can go to St. Louis, you can go to Kansas City, you can go to Memphis, and they got to chop theirs up.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the slaw, though.
I got a rookie cook on the line, which is Adam Graham. Adam, you're cooking ribs. You're cooking
pork.
Ask any questions you want to ask right now to be answered, because you got some of the top cooks right now in America on the line. So go ahead and ask any questions you got. You got any questions about, you know, what you're doing that maybe you want something a little bit better, or maybe that you're not getting that you want? So go ahead and ask those questions. Any questions you got right now?
Well, I got one. When it comes to seasoning, y'all make y'all's own seasoning from ground up? Y'all start with something else and throw some other stuff with it, or what goes on there?
Now, I'll start out. Lulu's makes their own seasoning from scratch. Their own sauce, their own seasonings. I don't use any commercial products.
That's the way to do it.
Now, I know we got several other callers online. Y'all can improv and go from right now if anybody wants to go in on that subject right there.
10 with Smelly Bus Barbecue, number 10 team in the nation, 2011, Kansas City
That's
Barbecue,
right.
90 team of the year, and my rub is 100% store-bought.
You buy store-bought?
Store-bought.
Now, what do you buy?
Can't tell you what it is. But I use my own techniques. You can make your own or you can buy your own. It, you know.
I got you.
Tim, you said you buy your seasoning. Well, let me ask you this. You said about technique. Technique does play a factor in cooking because everybody has to have their own style, correct?
Yep, correct.
Well, see, I'm sitting here looking at the back of this strawberry seasoning right here. I don't know if y'all know anything about that, or I don't know how far it breaks
out.
Yeah,
Talk on Missouri.
Yeah. Well, it's right. Where do you get, like, tri-calcium, phosphate? This is Adam Graham.
Well, that's actually in where they make the seasoning at. They had to put that stuff in there because it keeps it from caking in the seasoning in the bottle to where you can shake it out.
I got you. I just wonder, you see all that crazy crap on the back of these packages, and I'm like, where the hell do you find that crap at?
Yeah, you know. And that's good seasoning, by the way.
Is that what you use, Tim?
try it on a ribeye. All right.
I like the strawberry steak seasoning. I do like the strawberry steak seasoning. I don't like the other rub they have, but I do like the strawberry steak seasoning. It is a very good product.
I take
the regular rub and I just throw my own stuff in with it because I don't really care for it by itself.
I use the regular rub and I use it on a ribeye. What most people do is they cook the seasoning out of the seasoning.
Now explain that, Tim. Go ahead and explain that to everybody listening.
You got to be careful, or you will cook the season out of the seasoning.
Now let me ask you this: do you find that the strawberries is a little salty?
Yes. Very.
Well, heck. Be careful now, but whatever seasoning you're using, if you cook it too long, it has no taste left.
Right.
And that's very important. You don't have to put that seasoning on the meat when you put it on. Seasoning has a cook life, just as your meat has a cook life. You're going to cook a pork butt for 8, 10, 12 hours. That seasoning is not going to last for 8, 10, 12 hours because you're going to cook the seasoning out of the meat. So you could possibly, hypothetically, add this seasoning at the 4 to 6 hour period so that at the end of the cook, the seasoning is at its max peak. And I'm going to leave it right there. That's all I can say.
So Tim, what you're saying is apply the seasoning when you first cook, and then 4 to 6 hours if you're cooking a pork butt, reapply it?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, I'm thing, pay attention to your flavor of your seasoning, because that's the essentiality of your meat when it brings out the flavor of the meat the most.
And if you're listening to that, I'm talking to Tim Seals right now. He's the one explaining everything. He is a multi-grand champion in the KCBS. He is a star in competition cooking. So if you're listening to that, take pointers. So do you think anything needs to be added to the strawberry seasoning if you do use it?
If I'm ready for my meat to come off the grill and I'm getting ready for turn-in, if I think something needs to be added, salt, pepper, a little more seasoning, well, that's a very crucial period, and you can add that. What the most important thing I can say to you is not to cook the seasoning out of your meat. Pay attention to that.
Now, Adam, do you plan on cooking any contests this year, maybe some backyards or something going on? Do you plan on cooking anything?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. That's what I've been looking forward to. Like, I had six people over here tonight testing my barbecue out, my ribs out that I made, and I'm going to try to. Like, at one, I don't think you did it, but the one in Sykeson had last year, I can't think what name it was.
Yeah, we actually sponsored that contest. We actually took part in it, and we actually sponsored the contest that they had last year. We didn't cook in it, but we sponsored it, and I know which one you're talking about. It'll be coming back up. Now, Tim, do you have any examples or anything for the first-time cook going into a contest?
Oh, cook what you know how to cook. Cook what you like. You already have been doing that, so stick with that taste. Maybe accentuate it just a little bit because you're not cooking for the family. You're cooking for a judge who wants one great bite out of that. One great bite, one great flavor. So you're gonna put on more rub. You're going to put on more seasoning, and you're going to don't overdo it on the sauce. But, you know, you're cooking for one bite instead of a meal. Remember that.
Got you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, there you go. Who else we got on the line tonight? We got all kinds of Missouri people on the line tonight. Who else is out there? I know we got Tara. I know we got Adam. I know we got Tim. Who else we got on the line tonight? I know we got Pinkies. He's on the line. I know we got one more number. I don't know who it is.
Travis Clark's still on the line.
Travis Clark is still on the line. Anything you got to say about that, Travis? Anything
about
you can add to that?
No, that sounded pretty good. I mean, I make some of my own rubs, and I agree you can definitely cook it out of it. I mean, I've lived that firsthand.
Now, Tim, Travis, Dwayne, do any of y'all spray y'all's meat? Do y'all spray it with anything?
I do. I spritz with apple juice on everything, actually.
Apple juice. What about you, Dwayne?
You know, I used to spritz it with apple juice, but then I've been taught that if you, I mean, every time you open that pit up, you lose your heat, and then you spray it with that apple juice, it kind of stalls the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, was learned that in a class, and I kind of quit doing that after that.
What about you, Tim? Do you spray with anything?
And that's a good question. I mean, if your meat starts to dry out, and that, a lot of that depends on your smoker. I know y'all cook with Traegers, and they hold hold moisture great.
Right.
Cooker, I smoke on holds moisture great, but once you meet, you can tell when it starts to dry out. Yes, you need to spray it with butter, apple juice, pineapple juice. I mean, there's a multitude of stuff you can spray it with, but you don't want it to dry out. Keep it moist.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your crust so that it doesn't become, you know, you can also have a moist crust and it still be leather. So
right. You know, you're exactly right there.
A lot of factors involved in the crust. And
I,
where your taste is at.
I did an actual test cook this weekend. I did two briskets on my new pit. I got a Jambo, so I've been practicing on it.
Sweet.
And I did one brisket that I spritzed and one I didn't. And the one I spritzed was 10 times better. Same seasonings. It was, you know, and the other one looked like it needed it, but I just wanted to see. You know, because I read the same thing, guys saying, oh, you know, if you're doing that, you ain't checking it. But it was hands down better.
You know, in my world that we cook, I do spritz, I do spray.
and it's the only secret I will not give you. I will give you my sauce recipe. I will give you my seasoning recipe. But
butter.
I will not give you my spray recipe. And I do not use butter. But you know, our spray is our secret, and I will not reveal what is in our spray. But you know, that is what makes the difference between who Lulu's Barbecue is and everybody else. And,
is it solid ingredient, or are you mixing something for your spray?
Why you gotta get my business for it, Tara?
I'm not asking what it is, but the way you worded it was like you made a mixture.
Is that an oil-based or a water-based?
It's not just one thing.
It's one thing. I call it tea. T-E-A, like tea. Because I'll tell you how I used to get that. Because we had these jugs, these plastic containers. You probably get them from your school or some places like that. It's got a plastic lid on them. You know, they have pickles in them or onions or something like that. And they had written on them T-E-A, tea. And everybody always asked me, what is actually in that? And I always go, tea, you know, T-E-A. So we named it tea. And I will not let anybody know what my secret is on my spray, but I will let you smell it. I will let you taste it. And if you can figure it out, you can know the secret. But I have never had anybody determine what it is or what the taste is. And it's actually better fermented. That's the only secret I'll give you. It's better if it's fermented. That's the only secret I'll give you.
Some wine.
But you had to figure out what it is. But it's good. That is our signature. That is what, you know, I used to mix that product with our seasoning through a spray bottle, and I couldn't ever get spray bottle to work. I'm trying to eat cookies and talk at the same time. It's not working out very well. But I used to mix our seasoning and that ingredient into a spray bottle, and I would spray with it. It would always get clogged up every time I would do it because the seasoning did not want to filter through the spray bottle. So I broke it down and took that one ingredient out and ended up putting that one ingredient into the spray bottle, and that's the only one we use now. So.
Well, hey, Cody, listen, I got to get off here, so appreciate the chat, and maybe catch you next week.
I appreciate it, Travis. Or is this Pinkies? Is this Dwayne?
Oh, yeah, this is Dwayne, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming on tonight, Dwayne. I know all of our listeners appreciate listening to you, and I appreciate you coming on tonight.
All right, man, we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. All right, bye.
All right. Cody, I'm out of here too, man. Great show again tonight. Good to see you on Sunday night. Best barbecue in Southeast Missouri. Just all around great. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it, Tim. And we're going to end the show tonight. I appreciate everybody listening to us tonight. All the new listeners, all of our local listeners, and all of our people come over from Wednesday night to listen to the show. I've looked at the ratings. Big ratings tonight, and there'll be big ratings tomorrow. I appreciate everybody listening to us. If you want to listen back on Sunday night, I promise you, you'll get a little bit of everything from barbecue to anything else that happens. Next week, I'll be lining up some new people on the show, and just listen in, and I hope everybody listens in next week, and we'll just make this grow, and we'll make everything happen. I appreciate everybody listening. If you want to find anything more, go to www.lewisbarbecue.com. You can find everything from there. And if you got any questions, we can have them answered, I promise you. So everybody have a great night tonight.
Great show.
All right, good night.
Take it easy. Destiny is a rising sun. I can hear him say,